So we got to get the fuck out of here. And so they went to the UN and they said, we'd like to leave now, but we don't want to look like we're basically a bunch of cowardly assholes. So could you please work it out so there's some way that, you know, tie it up, don't call a vote on it, completely ignore this shit so we can get the fuck out of there? And it happened that way.
And because of this, over 100,000 people,
130,000. 800,000. Yeah. Just shy of a million, boys and girls.
You know, 800,000 people died in...
in 100 days.
Yeah.
800 people
800,000 people.
800,000, that's 800 people...
A day.
No, sorry. That's 8,000 people a day.
Yeah, that's right.
8,000 people a day. And they didn't do it with guns. They didn't do it with basically gas.
Farm tools.
They used shovels and hose.
Shovels, hose, and machetes and clubs.
And they killed these people en masse. Women, children, everything. Brutal.
Yep.
And you probably don't even know about it. You don't know about it. You know, why would you? Not you're not white.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it occurs. That's
Do you remember when this was going down?
Oh, my God. It was freaking out.
What was I doing? I was basically, I pretty much.
And this is nothing new. I mean, look, just go back to the 70s, what the Khmer Rouge did.
Khmer Rouge, same
in Cambodia in the 70s.
How many people?
I mean, just check out a little flick called The Killing Fields, and it'll just give you a taste.
Basically, I mean, how many people died?
Millions.
Yeah. It's insane.
They have mountains of skulls still there.
Really?
Yes.
Fucking pyramids of them.
Yes.
And
the UN...
Unimaginable.
And the UN and everybody else did nothing because, you know, hey, we just got out of Vietnam, and, you know, we really didn't really want to get into another war.
And they actually sat the ambassadors from the Khmer Rouge in the UN Assembly and recognized them as a legitimate government.
Because, you know, hey, if they didn't,
They had like kids with guns running around, mm-hmm. shooting people who wore glasses, because if you wore glasses, you were smart and you were an intellectual and you were a threat to them.
Because right. Then you basically not might be part of the revolution,
mm-hmm.
which basically says that, you know, not that all men are equal. We're going to make everyone equal by making everyone basically just like us, which is low, stupid, and basically young.
Of course, it didn't help at all that they were led by someone who was completely insane.
and by the way, if there is a hell, I'm sorry, with Pol Pot, Hitler, the rest of them, there has to be a hell because there's no other place that somebody like that could be in an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a hell. If there is an afterlife in any form, the whole concept of the Christian hell has to exist because people like that have to be there.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind.
room full of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, and you know, it basically sickens me. It really does that, you know, people don't fucking scream. I'm not talking about basically like, you know, the occasional protest of, you know, the informed people. I'm talking in mass. Basically, people do not rise up against their government for allowing this shit to go on elsewhere in the world. I mean, I have to admit, I'm no better because, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just as guilty as the rest of us in the fact that I have never basically, you know, walked into Parliament, despite the fact that I could be arrested for
couch politician.
Grab somebody by the fucking collar and the tie, yeah. pull him up and scream it into his face, basically, why the fuck aren't we doing something?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just as guilty as everyone else. And I vote for the same cowardly fucks who have done absolutely nothing for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, if that don't deserve a ginormous fucking pang, I don't know what the fuck does.
You want a pang?
Yeah, I'd like a pang, please.
Okay. I'm cue up a pang.
Cue up a pang, thank you. Give me a pang.
Now we're going to go to some news stories.
Pang.
Lighten it up a little bit here. Mighty shovel pang. I'll turn up the volume here.
Thank you.
One final word before we move on.
Yep.
About a decade ago, I think it was actually even in, back into the 80s, the UN finally came up with this wonderful document. It's called the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Yeah.
Which is so a lot of the kind of stuff you see in, like, the American Constitution, the Bill of Rights and that sort of thing.
Is this kind of a Geneva Convention sort of deal?
Yeah.
It is, but it's a little bit smarter.
And they adopted it, and, you know, it was universally passed, and everybody agreed, patted each other on the back, said this was a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And then we've had the shit we've had in the last decade, you know, with Rwanda and Bosnia and the ethnic cleansings and that shit. And,
yeah. Well, so why isn't it helping then?
Yeah, it's so far what it's turned out to be is exactly a piece of paper that doesn't actually mean anything.
Yeah, of course.
Because
all these people doing the killing actually read this piece of paper. Oh, yeah, sorry.
You know the thing is, people are like, oh, you know, I might have to, like, oh fuck, you know, we might end up basically losing votes because we'd be in a war, and wars are unpopular.
Uh-huh.
You know, unless it's basically rah rah rah. Go, go, go. You know, Jesus, they fucking jump on the bat.
Unless it's over oil and they can, you know, get those images up quickly on CNN.
Yeah,
so
well,
we
that's
can
why they hired the
guy.
Same company who did the marketing for Coca-Cola.
Basically to
the marketing
for
Desert
the war.
Storm.
Yeah.
The marketing for Desert
Storm. No, we're not making that up.
You need to market a war so that the people will like it.
Well, there's Desert Storm t-shirts. Catch a little
flick. There's Desert Storm trading cards.
Catch a little flick called Wag the Dog if you don't believe me. That's actually fiction, but it's not very fucking far from reality.
There's an amount of things that go on following this kind of a line of thought, which is just staggering. I mean, you start looking like, and this is... All of this boils down to the reasons for things like Rant Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Once we do get big enough, you can bet they're going to try to shut us down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really in the mail.
Yep.
It's only a matter of time. But that's pretty difficult to shut something virtual down.
Well, actually,
shut that down.
I mean, unless we really, really become big. In other words, unless we really, really become big.
Yeah.
Why are they going to bother?
No, they wouldn't.
Because you know what? We're harmless. Oh, we bitch, we gripe, we basically complain. We may even organize enough people to basically protest one day, you know? But guess what? We don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because until fucking John Q. Public, and I mean by John Q. Public, I mean the moral majority, the fucking, the voter, until some fucking focus group says, hey, wait a second, these guys are changing people's opinion, they won't give two fucking farts in a wind about us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, in the worst imaginable
way. Well,
that's
good that they don't right now.
Yeah. However, we could run into the super predator problem, mm-hmm. where they think that... someone's calling.
Oh, sorry. I've had the phone off for such a long time. Missed it by that much.
Okay, so who's ever calling, call in again.
Call in again. Sorry about that. Probably Mr. Echo. It looked like a full long ring.
So.
But, call in again.
Sorry about that. It's been off for a very long time.
It's time to do some news here. Porn detection software gets smarter.
Yeah, and good luck.
This is so funny, this one. I just post this in the IRC. What this software does, it's out of Australia. Imagine that. The very liberated...
Lots of good web laws there. Oh, someone's calling.
And we'll get to that after this. Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this? Are you expecting somebody to answer the phone like that?
Hello?
5, 4, 3. Only get 3.
You're not worth another 2.
An Australian software company is renewing its push against sex on the internet with software that examines pictures for naked flesh. Once installed on a single PC or across the network, anti-porn software known as iGuard is activated each time an image is displayed. So this program looks for excessive skin tones in the picture, so make sure you don't download any close-ups of people's faces.
Or crowd shots.
Or crowd shots or anything like that. Internet surfer...
My hand is doing the funky chicken.
It is, though. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah, it's Nerf Twitch due to dancing. That's Nerf Twitch due to fatigue.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen that lots.
Internet surfers hoping to find a railroad on the software may also be in for a surprise.
You should get some sleep.
Not only does iGuard alert the network administrator, but also disables the computer and takes a snapshot of the suspect image.
Oh, so it's...
You are busted.
So it says you're busted and you're a fink and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, it's over for you. Don't live in Australia. Hi, you're on the What the Hell 26-Hour Marathon. Who is this?
Who do you think?
It's Mr. Echo.
Damn right.
Okay.
What's going on, baby?
What's on?
About 10 minutes ago, you guys were talking about wars and all that other shit and all the countries and shit. Anyway, think about the Bible.
The Bible?
The thing is fucking... All those countries, they got their own little kind of like religion kind of thing going on.
Right.
I mean, that's just a point to ponder on. I mean, there's a fucking book. I mean, that's my idea. Like, what the fuck, people? It's a book. It's written ancient as all fucking hell. Who knows who really wrote it?
That's right. And a lot of it's based on just built-up hatred now and even using religion as an excuse for just getting land and like power.
Or just being shitty to one another.
Yeah. Oh, right. I can totally see where you're going with this one. You're going with the whole concept of the religious war and why religion... religion should be there to bring people close together.
We should wear blue hats. No, exactly. We should wear red hats. No, we should wear blue hats.
Pardon me?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's supposed to pull people together, but now it's like fucking money and fucking power. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ, people. It's a fucking book.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem, is that people are using things like religion to identify themselves, and then they get their identity all caught up with it, and then they don't know where to draw the line.
True.
And when you follow anything fanatically, be it religion, be it cult, be it whatever, you invariably burn books and hurt people, and this is bad.
This is, unfortunately, a case of people blaming the messenger. Actually, this is the problem of basically people, where the blame is with the messenger, not the message. It's kind of a reverse of the normal way it is.
Well, thanks for calling in, Mr. Echo.
Yep, I'm still up. I'm still awake.
Woohoo!
Attaboy!
Hardcore!
Technically, I think so are we, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Maybe in body.
Anyways, what the hell?
All
right. This next one goes back to, sort of that thing on somebody said mentioning on the bus. That somebody screamed rape or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that was...
This is a little bit different, though.
DJ Jazzy Fresh Prince in a Bottle or something like that.
Genie in a Bottle. I'm going to go to Bel Air for a second. Girls jailed for 4 hours after falsely accusing teacher of sexual misconduct. Two girls pleaded guilty and said they were sorry for making up the stories of sexual misconduct about their gym teacher. They admitted to what they did was bad, really bad, although the prosecutors and juvenile officials recommended community service. The judge wanted more, much more. Being sorry is not enough. You changed the gym teacher's life forever. Now I want to change yours life forever, said the judge. My heart breaks for these kids and their families, said school board member Nancy J. King. I know they've made a mistake, but I'm concerned with how they're being treated. I hope they can remember that they're just 11 and 12 years old. Oh, my God. They can't get enough punishment. They've totally destroyed this guy's life.
Oh, yeah, he's fucked.
He cannot work again.
He's fucked.
He's been totally in the news.
It doesn't matter that it's absolutely untrue.
It doesn't matter. You accuse
He'll
someone.
He'll never get back into the teaching profession again.
You're in the media. The media is the judge, jury, and executioner,
you've
right?
You've got the black mark. That's it.
You'll have to move somewhere else, change your name.
It's like being in Salem in the 1600s and be called a witch.
Witch! Yep. And a very similar parallel, too. I mean, these little girls are sitting there claiming that people are taxing them and vexing them.
And who's not going to believe them, right?
You know, and because people are so in the fervent of trying to stop the witches, and, this eventually causes people to die, where people are tortured and killed. And now this guy's tortured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of 12-year-old girls destroy his life.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is so cruel as a child. It's very, very true. You know, believe me, listen to the taunts on a schoolyard. Children are freaking merciless.
Brutal.
So when you think about this, when you think about what's involved with society and what's involved with, that's why we have to be very careful with the term, you know, pedophile. That's why you have to be very careful with sex offender and rapist. If these people are guilty and if they're found guilty, yeah, by all means, you know, deal with them the most severely way you can. But... You must.
Well, having said that,
you've got to be sure.
An accusation is not proof.
That's right.
No.
Before you drop the hammer, you got to make sure there's some evidence. You know, some guy's had a decent career his whole life, and all of a sudden he's accused of sexual molestation. That's questionable.
Mm-hmm.
That's questionable.
Beyond questionable.
All of a sudden. Yeah.
You know, you want to talk to people because if somebody's kind of a fucking pervert, you know, they're into perverted shit.
Mm-hmm. And they'll leave a trail behind them.
Oh, sure. You know, if the guy's got all kinds of weird, fucked up magazines and, you know, he's got a... You know, I would say that if the guy was accused, you might want to take a look at some of his stuff. You might want to say, okay, well, you've been accused of this crime. Mm-hmm. You're looking for shit on what's going on. You know, maybe you should see what's involved with...
Thinking about taking off, are we?
Yeah. I got work at 10:30.
Really?
Dude.
Wow.
6 hours work at the arcade. Speaking about kids who don't think about before they speak, that's the lighthearted version of that job. That particular aspect.
Give that meta mic.
I'm talking. Yeah. I'm just speaking about sort of the lighthearted version of this kid's doing before they think. I work at an arcade, and very funny stories about kids whose first reactions upon anything going wrong. I mean, it's a pretty simple idea. Give me money, get little pieces of metal. Metal goes in the game goes. You'd be surprised how many error possibilities there are in that simple five-step operation.
Is there?
And the kids come down with all sorts of outrage and everything, and pretty much they can tell me what's wrong. And just by the look on their faces and where they're pointing in the store, I can tell them just how stupid they are. I put the money in the game and it didn't go. Okay, which game was it? It was over there. I can't remember which game it was. Okay, first of all, must have been a really cool game. I think I'm just going to start putting tokens randomly in slots. I said, well,
game.
So you put a token in and it didn't go. Yeah, one of those big games. Yeah, one of those big, huge 70-inch stand-up screens. You put one token in. Yeah. Okay. You see a little sign that says 4 tokens? Yeah.
That means 4.
It means 4 I've
tokens.
I've only got 3.
Congratulations, you don't have enough.
Yeah, there you go. Find something that runs on 3.
Do they get their money back? They just press the button and the money comes back? Or is it one of those mean machines?
No, money goes into the machine.
Yeah.
It goes ka-ting, tang, clunk.
Yeah.
Coin box.
Yeah.
It's mine now.
Oh, really?
You either put 3 more after number 1.
Or that's it.
Or
somebody gets a free credit there.
Somebody just got a quarter tip.
So how do you deal with those idiots?
You look at them and go,
ooh,
and
well.
Shrug. I'm bigger and more mature than you are. And
obviously smarter.
Yeah, pretty much.
I disagree with that. I think that these kids, I mean, if they make an error, they should be able to get their coin back.
It's,
but they do it all day long, right, Steve?
Yeah.
It's the same kids.
It's the same kids every...
I have regulars that come in day after day and spend $5, $10 a day, and I wonder where they get all their money because they're about 8 years old and never see the parents. Anyways, they come in, and the first thing they do is they walk up to me and they say, hi, how much are tokens? And they've come in for months. And I say, they're 25 cents each. And then they say, well, I have 3/4, so how many tokens can I get? And I said, well, you can get 3. So they put it down and they ask for 4.
Can I get 4 tokens then?
Yeah. So anyways, this goes on day after day. And finally, they come in one day and they go, can I have some tokens? And I wait for them to put their money down. And they don't.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, oh, okay, well, let's see. Maybe you have to pay for them. Well, I don't have any money. Can you lend me money? Who the fuck do I look like? Your mother? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, luckily, somebody just left behind a 20. I'll just pay you out of that one. They go, really? I go, no.
This is our float
really
for people.
Yeah.
Really want to play. I'll go take some more money out of your mom's purse.
Are you serious?
Okay, I'm gonna.
You really want to go get a job then?
I'm gonna say a word that apparently your parent has. I.
Good birth control. It's a mic.
I'm going to say a word that apparently your parents have not said enough to you. No.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. They're not learning it.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously, if they're just coming up to a stranger and going, I need money, are you going to give me the money?
When I was working at the hospital, and I used to have to get kids, you know, like one kid would basically get hurt or something because, you know, either he was a numpty or he was playing with other numpties, and they basically worked him over, okay?
Numpty. Is that short for something?
No, I have no. I've been using it to use basically, numpty to me has always meant some lower form of life that have some sort of, like, cellular damage internally in their brain, okay? And I basically used to have to deal with these kids, and they were like, well, we want to go see our friend. You can't. It's after visiting hours. But we want to go see our friend. Okay, no. But he's our friend. What part of no are you having the most trouble with?
The whole thing.
I can work it through for you.
They've never heard it before.
And they're like, but we want to go up. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Did somebody suddenly change the language for me? You know, like, is English no longer the lingua franca? I mean, what don't you understand? I can't let you do it. But why? It's after visiting hours. People are trying to sleep. The staff are trying to basically help people out. This is a hospital. There's sick people. Your friend is one person. There's many people. They're all sick. They need their sleep, which is why they're in a hospital. Please leave now, or I'll just throw you all out the door.
You know what often works even better than that? I've tried giving kids explanations for why games don't work and why they can't have $5 5 minutes before we close, that kind of thing. And normally, well, we can't. Yeah, but just tell them, sorry, man, the machine doesn't work anymore. This button doesn't work anymore. They're more likely to accept. Like, those kids, if you told them, sorry, man, we shut off the elevators after 9, you'd have to use the stairs. They would have turned around, they would have got on their little motor scooters, and they would have gone.
No, they would, no, these ones would have gone up the stairs. So anyhow, okay. I would start herding them out like you would basically, you know, like retarded ducks. You know, you would just basically shoo them out, and then basically one of them would think that, oh, I'll hit the big guy. This would always amuse me.
Here's an alternate explanation. We shut the elevators off at 9 o'clock, and the stairs over there, they only go down.
stairs all flatten out. Stairs only go down.
So one of them would hit me, and then I would basically grab him, and I would execute what I like to call the bum's rush. This is basically where you slam him by the back of the neck, get your hand in there real nice and tight. Reach down to the base of the pants, grab a hold of the belt, grab a hold of the underwear, yank up, give him kind of like a partial wedgie, push the head down, and you walk through the door. You don't bother to open it. And you toss them out into the street. And they basically bounce a couple of times, you know, and if they're really brave, you'd get like two or three of their friends would basically jump in which case it was real fun for me because then I'd get to SWAT like, you know, 3-4 people, and it was always cool. It kind of reminded me of my hero as a small child, Godzilla, you know, stomping through Tokyo, and that's basically what I got to do at that point. And you know, these were good days. My record is 8.
8 kids.
8 kids. I tossed 8 kids out.
All
at once.
Oh, yeah.
That's my record. I've never gotten close, never gotten above that, never gotten close to it. The best I ever did other than 8 was basically I did 3 once.
Okay. And these kids counted as, like, as what age? Like
15 okay. to 17.
Just old enough to be cocky.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The problems
we're
I had.
We're adults.
Like, the problems that I had, I mean, those were more ego-driven. Sometimes the episodes that I've had have been kids. This is, I know. The one psych text I've read gave me explicit definitions of idiot and moron based on the relative ages of the sort of the social graces they can perform.
Yeah.
I believe it's moron is the lower grade, has the mental and physical abilities of a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Such as basically being able to keep their own balance, execute some basic hygiene maneuvers,
and
bowel control.
Yeah,
sort of
some bowel control. Yeah, he's right. No, he's right. Yeah.
And then 5.
Really?
Yes.
I think these are legal definitions.
These are legal, legal definition of moron and idiot.
Idiot, I think, is either 5 years or 8 years old.
It's 5 to 7, I think.
Which is basic socialization and being able to deal with people.
By the way, in case you're interested, gorillas and chimps are both idiots.
Really?
Yes.
Unfortunately, this is how I make myself feel better after some of these harrowing days of dealing with these kids who are not just cockiness-driven, but just sheer id-driven gimme machines.
Yes.
And parents will leave a 3-year-old. They don't have no problem leaving a 3-year-old at the store if there's an 8-year-old to take care of them.
I mean, the store is a babysitter, eh?
Sometimes.
Give them some money. You don't pay you. Pay the kid to stay there.
Exactly. And
kids are raised by malls now.
Raised by me. Raised
by you.
Somebody comes to Rant Radio. They come to me and bitch about it. But it's helped if I've made myself feel better that, you know, people will come home and say, you know, I work with a bunch of morons. I'm thinking, you are working with a bunch of morons. You come to my place, I am literally working for morons and idiots abounding in my store.
No lie. I have had to deal with basically people who are retarded. Yeah. We're talking real full. What is actually considered the legal definition
yeah.
of mentally retarded? And I have had less trouble explaining a concept to them of no than I have to some basically teenagers.
Yeah.
And it's insane. You know, that's not right. There's something wrong there. Somebody has made a mistake. I don't know where it happened.
Well, the teenagers aren't listening. That's the thing.
I know they're not.
The retarded kids are trying to understand.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know that's what it is, but, you know, you got to wonder. And it's not just basically I get off on saying the word no. I mean, I go out of my way to basically do things to help people out.
You try to reason with
them,
right?
I try to reason with people.
Well, they're used to dealing with their parents, which they know if they push them long enough, prod them long enough, that they'll give in. So they figure you will, too. Unfortunately, they come up against the brick wall known as Doc.
I am Doc, the brick wall.
No.
I mean, I've literally said, I mean, it sounds like a joke, yeah. but
yeah,
I have literally said, and I've meant this, what part of no is giving you the most trouble?
The N, the O, the concept,
what?
The way I'm saying it.
The fact that you're not being allowed something.
Yes.
You're not being just waved on.
It just keeps going no, 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 and then not a yes after?
Yeah, you know, it's like...
It ends up being a situation where you have to basically use comprehension through pugilation.
I did. Seriously, no lie, on at least 24 different situations, I had to physically pick somebody up and toss them out the door.
They just weren't understanding.
They literally could not understand that I was saying no to them. It's like, we're bored. We want to go wandering. It's 3 a.m. No. Why?
Wandering. They're waiting outside for their friend?
Yeah, they're waiting for their friend.
We're just going to wander around the hospital and bother sick people.
Yeah, we just wanted to go check out the hospital. We're like bored just sitting down here.
We want to poke the people on IV.
Can we go basically upstairs and like see them? No. Can we go check out the morgue? Oh, there's a part of me thinking I'd love to take you there.
Some empty slabs there. We can you can pretend you're a dead guy for the night. We'll just push you in there.
Was it you that?
Is there locks on those?
Yes. Was it you?
There's locks on the.
No, there's no not locks on the thing.
On the individual.
No, there's not. Just
a lock
on the door.
The main door.
Yeah, because we had a neck.
A yucky person.
What is it? Necrophilia.
Necrophiliac.
Necrophiliac. Yes.
Really?
Yes, because of that, I ended up this was at Peace Arch Hospital. A nurse was taking a body down about 2 a.m, opened the door, and found somebody on top of one of the bodies, and she screamed. He ran past her, shoved her into the wall to get away from her. She ended up with a minor concussion, of course, took 8 years of basically sick leave because that's what the union allowed her. And,
8 years.
I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But even 3.
There's only actually 6.
Yeah. And she basically, you know, because of that, I ended up for the next few years, I was from midnight to 6 a.m, I had to take care of the morgue. I had to sign the bodies in, sign the bodies out. I had to move them. I also had to wrap them in a shroud. Which basically means you take a body, you have a body on a slab, you roll them up on one side, you put this plastic tarp, which all it really is a very thin plastic sheet, half under their body. You roll the person back down. You roll them from the other direction. You now have the sheet all bunched up under half their body. You pull it out. You now have a shroud that's basically on both sides, like you would, like they're on top of a... what's a tablecloth is the best way to describe it. You lift one side up, you lift the other side up, you lift the feet, you lift the head, you tie it all up, you have a bunch of strings which you've slipped under there, you tie this person up, you've turned them into a giant fucking burrito. I'm not making a joke. And that's it. That's how you put a person in a shroud. You take them down, you sign them in. There's a toe. There is literally a tag on the toe. There's a tag on the wrist. You tie the wrist together. You put them in, you sign the person's name in, you close the door. I am the last person they see in the hospital until the mortician comes and gets them.
Yeah.
Anybody listening right now is now a qualified morgue technician, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's
Decker test writer asked, dead guys can get erect? What the fuck? How is that even possible? I think he misunderstood. It was a guy doing it, not the nurse in the morgue.
Yeah, there was a guy
doing it, two bodies.
Yes, he was screwing a dead person up the ass or vagina. I never found out if he... His object of interest.
Object of interest for the moment.
For the moment, happened to be male or female.
In other words, never found out the gender of the corpse.
Did Sean go home?
No, he's taking a little rest there.
Okay,
to recharge.
What do you think? Is this time for the ballad of Irene Wallace's leg? does that sound like a
sure,
segue?
Sure, that's good. You want to do the intro, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll do the intro. It's a good one.
Would I rub your back?
Can I? Am I willing to?
I need sore also. Why am I having like a little
conversation?
A little spousal negotiation.
I'm a lot happier when my back doesn't hurt. If I'm happier,
we haven't noticed you're
happier.
Cranky.
No, if you're unhappy, I don't sleep. That's how that works.
Exactly.
There you go.
Rub me.
But the thing is, if you're actually not to be really nasty, but if basically you're happy, he wouldn't sleep much either, would he?
Different kind of happy.
That's a different happy.
Okay, so you've done the
intro is getting it's right here.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
I haven't heard that opening yet.
That's a new one. Well, I don't know. Did I
say Uncle Dak? I've forgotten. It's been so long. How long did you work in a hospital?
You know, it's funny you mention that. You know, I was gonna tell you that. You know,
by the way, which of the worn black and white magazines from the 70s did you host?
Tales from My Ego. Okay. So anyhow. By the way, thank you. You're welcome. in case I hadn't mentioned it, yeah, you know, I spent some time working at a hospital. I spent 5 years.
How long was
How
that?
How long?
5 years. 5 years working in a hospital.
Oh, really?
And that's less sarcastic when there's only three people doing it.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. And a big crowd.
How long?
And in that time, I saw and did said had many things happen that were gross and disgusting
and funny
and
because we just grouped them all under gross hospital stories.
And this is one of them. Now there was this poor lady. She was a diabetic. She was in her I think 60s or 70s. I'm not entirely certain.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the diabetes, the blood vessels in her leg had closed off. And she had developed gangrene in one of her feet. And it had spread up her leg to the point that there was no way they could really save the leg. Now, in order to save her life, they decided that they were going to have to amputate her leg from just below the knee.
Well, leg or your life.
Exactly.
Leg goes.
it's called life or limb. And in this case, it was limb that said bye-bye. So they amputated her leg. And over the next 2 or 3 days, Mrs. Wallace passed away. Well,
so the leg cutting off
didn't help. Didn't help. But anyhow, once they removed the leg, now we're talking about a major limb here.
That's pretty big.
We don't have a facility. We used to back in the 60s and the 70s. We were allowed to burn body parts. We had our own incinerator. Any type of medical waste, but they felt that this was not entirely safe, and because there are certain pathogens that will survive going through a fire. I mean,
for example, what is a pathogen?
What's a pathogen?
A pathogen is basically a disease-carrying vector.
Oh, okay.
This could be like viruses.
It is really hard to believe that it would still survive a fire.
Or like the particular molecular construct that is behind mad cow disease.
Pyrons. Yeah. Pyrons are basically behind mad cow disease. All it is essentially it's a molecule, and this will survive. In the ashes, because and it can basically be transferred that way. There are a couple of other things that can't, because you can destroy them with enough temperature, but the problem is the standard temperature that destroys human flesh that they use, they don't receive in the type of incinerator. So oh. this can actually be transferred from the thing. It's just not healthy. Plus, also, they don't like, basically, people breathing in, and people aren't very comfortable with the concept of breathing in burnt body parts. You know, this is just something that people seem to stick on. I've never understood why. You know.
I heard that in Alder Grove, there's still... I was told that in Alder Grove, at one of the
mortuaries,
that they still incinerate because a friend of mine was saying that he lived right next door.
Yes.
And okay, so that does
still
have a
cremate people, right?
They still do. They cremate people.
Yeah, but what?
What's the difference then?
But so what happens if they died of some horrible disease? They can't cremate them or something now?
No, no. They do cremate them. They just have what's called closed cremation and open cremation.
He said this the smell.
Yes.
When he went outside his house. Or if he opened his window, he said sometimes the smell was so
overpowering,
disgusting.
Yes, it is
like
a
the smell
sickly
of human flesh.
Try to imagine what pork smells like.
Ugh.
We're not talking about basically bacon. We're talking about a thick pork steak. Try to imagine burning that.
Ugh.
That will give you a rough idea of what.
And it's probably ingrained into our psyche.
Oh, trust me.
It's like bad smell, bad smell.
Yeah, I worked
as
a fireman, and I basically came in on a couple of crispy critters in my time. And one of the incidents is one of the few recurring nightmares I still have. So that should put it in scope for you boys and girls.
Yeah, you never told us about it.
Yeah, anyhow.
Not good.
So Mrs. Wallace's leg is brought down. Now, what's going to happen is we're going to keep it for a few days. They're going to perform an autopsy on it because, unfortunately, with the insurance system, the way we have in our medical thing, they have to prove that it was necessary to remove her leg. So the morgue technicians are going to have to perform a minor autopsy, take tissue samples, bone samples, and show that this leg was not viable and a course of antibiotics could not have saved
this leg. This is not a viable leg.
Yeah, this is not a viable leg, you know, so...
This
so,
leg must be removed.
We wrap it up. Now, I'd like to understand, this is basically a leg who had gangrene. Gangrene means that your natural body defenses and enough tissue has died that essentially your leg, even though it's still on you and you're still alive, is rotting. Okay?
It's over for that leg.
Or this limb. Any part of that is what gangrene is. Your body is rotting. The tissue has died, and there's a part of you that is rotting.
So it's not a disease per se.
No,
it's more of a condition.
It's dead tissue.
It's like that's it for there. It is a gangrene leg.
Yes.
It is a dead leg.
Gangrenous. Yes. So
gangrenous. Okay. I thought it was something that you caught and it just works its way up.
No, you get gangrene from a number of different reasons.
Okay.
So this is what's going on. So they wrap the leg. And they take it and they put it on the shelf. Or I should say, I put it on the shelf in the back of the cooler. We have a large cooler where we put the bodies.
Was this leg wrapped in something?
Yes, it was. It was wrapped in several basically these are like very thick cotton, almost like a very light denim, if you can imagine that.
Oh yeah.
Or basically very thick cotton shirt is a good example.
Yeah.
Like a very thick t-shirt material. There's like several layers of this wrapped around the leg, but you can still tell it's a leg. That's in.
Well, there's a foot, right?
And the angle is there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And we take it and we put it up on the shelf, and the next day, or the next couple of days, when the coroner, when the morgue technician comes in, he will perform an autopsy. Take the tissue samples, take the bone samples, do everything that's necessary.
How do you know that? Is there a difference between gangrenous?
Yes.
And just we chopped it off and now it's dead.
Yes. Yeah. They can tell because it's
okay.
Well, no, not just that. It's basically there's different chemicals
and the
advance of the decay works in certain stages.
Yeah.
And you can tell when something was alive when there was still flesh blood going into an area as opposed to basically it simply stopped.
Yeah.
There's also other reasons, but I'm not an actual FI. That stands for forensic investigator, who basically... So I can't give you the whole thing. I've just picked up way too much stupid, fucked up knowledge over the course of the years.
Well, hang around at anything long enough,
you pick up shit.
Yep, you won't have the piece of paper, but you'll know it all.
Yeah. So we put the leg on the shelf. Now, like I said, in the course of these days, Mrs. Wallace passed away herself due to complications... Either the injury was basically, I should say, even the infection had gotten far enough, she was old enough, certain systems in her body just broke down, or perhaps even a blood clot from the operation, because there's a lot of shock to having a leg removed. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Mrs. Wallace passed away. Now, in the course of all this, the doctor who performed the operation finished up, you know, cutting off Mrs. Wallace's leg, hung around for another day, and then basically fucked off on his two-week vacation to Maui. Bye, I'm going to Maui. And what does he not do? Well, he does not sign the order to have Mrs. Wallace's leg autopsied.
Dum-dum-dum.
So, no one can touch the leg because it's not autopsied.
Uh-huh.
Not only that, Mrs. Wallace has now passed away.
Yeah.
So, the mortician comes to pick up Mrs. Wallace to prepare her for her final repast and saying goodbye to her family. But the paperwork is not there for the leg. See, normally in a situation like this, as Mrs. Wallace went out, so would go her leg. We would make sure the leg went with her. Even though it's conditioned, it would be in the coffin with her.
Yep.
But we don't have the paperwork for that because he didn't sign it. Nobody else can sign it because the patient is now dead.
Yeah.
We can't do anything.
And there's no point in the system for common sense to enter the picture here and allow her leg to leave with her rest of her
corpse.
No
with the rest way. Of her remains. So Mrs. Wallace is taken away. Mrs. Wallace is prepared. Mrs. Wallace is buried.
Yeah.
Her leg is still sitting on the shelf. The doctor comes back in 2 weeks. The doctor refuses to admit that it's his fault. So the doctor doesn't sign any papers saying that, you know, he should have had the leg taken care of. The leg sits on the shelf.
Oh, God.
Who's that stupid?
The doctor.
The doctor, the hospital system. Now nobody...
They should be able to say, let's just screw the paperwork and let's deal with this so that there's not diseases passed and no one is hurt by this and there isn't rotting flesh down
now,
in the park.
That's what you would think might happen. But yeah.
People have a little frickin' common sense.
Well, right. I've often said, common sense isn't common.
It's just not common at all.
So Mrs. Wallace's leg sits on the shelf. Now, a couple weeks go by. Now, I should mention that our freezer, our basically where we place the cadavers, is not really a freezer. Its temperature is actually a little bit warmer than your average refrigerator.
Really?
Because, no, we cannot have the body freeze because that causes a lot of problems.
It's a cold room, but it's not an actual walk-in freezer.
The temperature is 46 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
32 degrees Fahrenheit is freezing.
Yep. So the
65 degrees is considered room temperature. So it slows down some of the processes,
but it doesn't stop them.
No.
Keeps the mayonnaise from spoiling.
Barely.
Barely keeps the mayonnaise from spoiling.
Well, a couple of more weeks go by. It's been almost a month and a half now, and nobody's done anything about Mrs. Irene Wallace's leg. However, when you take a body into the morgue, there's a funny odor, a kind of a sickly sweet odor that's not very pleasant. Kind of turns your stomach, and there's no doubt in your mind as to what the hell it is.
Uh-huh. Especially in a morgue.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. Once you smell this, it sticks in your throat. The smell is cloying. It basically literally... You go home, and hours later, you can almost fucking taste this disgusting scent.
So you can imagine this right now if you needed to.
Yes. Oh, yeah, easily. I have no problem. And so somebody, basically, the morgue technicians can't do anything about this because they need somebody to sign it out. They can't touch it, technically, until somebody signs something.
Wow.
So they take...
They could, but they'd been endangering their careers.
Can someone step in and make this doctor sign it?
No, just wait.
Because covering his own ass and his own ego is getting in the way.
So just wait. It gets better. So another couple of weeks go by. Some morgue technician has taken it upon himself to take the leg, take it off the shelf, place it inside a plastic bag, pour a little disinfectant, we're talking like Lysol, inside the bag, close it up, wrap it up in another plastic bag, and put it back on the shelf. This stops the smell for about a week. Just wait. Another couple weeks go by. The doctor has decided, I sincerely doubt this had anything to do with it, okay? So before anyone says, oh, he's like running out on this, no, this is not what happened. He just basically got a better job someplace else, and the doctor basically leaves. He's no longer there. Only the doctor that performed the operation can sign the paperwork.
Really?
Yes. So the doctor's no longer there.
Therefore,
no one can touch the leg.
That leg doesn't leave mark.
The smell is coming back. A couple of more months go by. We've rewrapped it several times. We're putting air fresheners. You know those little green car air fresheners?
Remind you of Seven?
We have, no friggin' lie, we have over 30 of them hanging inside the morgue.
Oh my God, really? It is Seven.
Yes.
It's from the movie Seven.
Yes. We cannot basically go into the fucking locker without wearing a mask. The nursing staff will
Isn't
not...
Is this a health hazard by
yes,
now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The nursing staff during the day will not do it. They will not go in anymore. So they're leaving the bodies on the floors. They're basically... they're wrapping the bodies. They're wrapping the bodies. They're putting them
Dump
in...
Dump them there.
They're putting them in a room to the side, and they're waiting until the night staff comes on. The night float basically is supposed to be doing this, but until basically midnight. Yeah. However, she's asking me a couple of hours earlier if we'll do this.
The security guard.
So we're taking the bodies down, because if we don't, these fucking poor people are going to sit there. And we're going to catch shit from quote-unquote not doing our job. Anybody who's not willing to take the body down to the morgue gets an instant dismissal from the site, and they're transferred to another one. And the three or four people that are there really love working in the hospital.
Security guards are in charge of taking bodies?
Yes.
Is that actually part of your job?
No, it's not anymore, but for basically about 6 years there at Langley Memorial Hospital, they worked it into our job.
That just doesn't seem right.
You know, it isn't, but we were doing it.
How would you like it if you knew that one of your relatives was being moved by a security guard?
Hell, I've held a woman's hand in an elevator while she gave birth because there was nobody else there.
Well, that's okay.
I've done everything there.
It's just holding her hand, but...
Other than basically closing stitches and basically performing operations, I've done it. I pulled arms back into sockets from dislocations because the doctor on staff was too small to do it. So trust me, it's...
You've seen it all. It's nothing, right?
This is nothing, okay? So we cannot stand it anymore. One of our supervisors came by, and we had to take a body down, and we were complaining... And we basically said, come with us. We hand him the mask. He's like, oh, I don't need this. We hand him the mask. I don't need this. I'm saying, don't be a fucking moron. Put this on. Trust me. He's really upset of the way I talk to him. He puts the mask on. We open the door. He runs out, gets out into the hallway, pukes. We have to call the fucking cleaner to come down to basically clean up a hallway because of this guy.
He is mad no more.
He can't believe it's going on. 11 months to the day that Mrs. Wallace passed away. Some morgue technician, against orders, he will remain nameless, got the leg out of there, took it to a mortuary, and when somebody else was cremated, let's just say there was a little bit extra weight along with it.
Uh-huh.
And if it was ever found out who he was and who did this, he would lose his job.
That's insane.
The mortician who basically burned the leg with the thing would lose his license.
That's crazy. Or they're just going to leave that leg there forever. It's just going to sit there forever.
And this, boys and girls, is the ballad of Irene Wallace's leg.
No kidding. That's bloody amazing. Gives you something to think about, huh?
Yeah.
The bureaucracy that goes on.
So the next time you basically are in a hospital and you see some fat, poor ass, basically security guard who's working there,
just buy him a Coke.
Yeah, buy the guy a Dr. Pepper, get the guy a coffee, give him a donut, something, okay?
He probably deserves it at one point or another.
He fucking deserves it.
You can imagine. And Mr. Echo says, I can smell the leg from here. And Test Rider said, oh my God, this story is great. It was, though. I think we've got that one on tape, so I don't have to tape it off there. Basically a write-off for anything recorded during this, I'm not going through 26 hours and going, oh, where's the good parts? No way. Yeah, we've got that one taped. That was a really extended version.
Of basically it was good. The Ballad of Irene Wallace's Lake.
But it is one of the all-time classic gross
stories. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
You both signed the wall. Later. You both signed the wall. Did you sign the wall, Margie?
I don't think so.
They're on the table there. So you have to sign the wall before you go.
I'll leave you to talk for a second. I have to, once again, run to the bathroom. All this Dr. Pepper is catching up with me.
Yeah, it's creeping up the wall there, the Dr. Pepper cans. Slowly stacking up. So what time is it now? It's 6:30. And it's about 9.5 hours into the marathon. Thank you for holding on. It's Mr. Echo, pretty much. So far has been there all the way through. He is the hard one.
Wow.
Channel operator.
I'm in awe. I'd be in more awe if I wasn't as hard.
That's right. We're harder because we're still up to.
And hey, you've been here since the start. I've been here since the start.
That's right, Doc.
Save for bathroom breaks. I mean,
oh, yeah. We've all stepped out of the room here and there. And it is light out.
And we're still relatively lucid and speaking in relatively complete sentences.
Yeah, pretty much. And thank goodness it doesn't look like it's going to be a hot day out. Because that would be very, very bad in this room. Yeah, it would be a hot day.
So what time do you think most of like the same people will be waking up on a Sunday afternoon?
I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Hard to know.
Yeah.
11, 10, 10, 11 maybe.
Okay.
Hard to tell. Depends 11, if they're listening
11
or not.
10, what? How many people?
What time they went to bed. No. What time the sane people will wake up on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. What time your listenership is going to start
bumping up again.
Yeah, bumping up again.
I might basically grab a nap around noon. When Sean gets back up, I'll probably take a couple hours.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I would have thought you would have had an ass load of people just dropping by. Have you had anybody drop by, spend a couple hours, and take off?
We had Lewis and
Leaf Faller, Fall Leaf, Leaf Drop.
Basically,
I can't remember her nickname.
Kadath and basically Alif.
Alif, that's it.
Okay.
Kadath and Alif basically
dropped by.
I thought C-Note was coming by. He came by our house and said,
C-Note.
C-Note.
Oh, C-Note. Yeah, well, he was invited. He knows about this.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And,
I know he knows.
Porn on Beta, as his name is. Very okay. Strange name on the show.
Yes.
No, he has not drawn by yet. He is fully invited. We're doing all artwork here, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Not just a simple signature.
Yeah.
It's a work of art. Which is very cool, actually.
Yeah,
band rehearsal space now.
I just kind of did my old tag for basically back in the day when I was basically in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tagging.
You've been tagged New York style.
Soon it'll be like we rocked 2000 tour.
DJ Jazzy Everflesh Glade. Potpourri in a spray.
All right, the full signature. Mine's looking weak right now.
Mine is looking majorly
worse. You're going to have to get back up there and, draw.
Yeah, add to it, yeah.
I don't even know.
There is no Sumerian symbol. I'll just draw the Rant Radio, a little headphones or something, a little tiny one.
Yeah.
I might do the Kilroy Was Here kind of little guy.
That's a good one. Yep. Yeah. With the little peeking over the...
Yeah. The fence
kind of thing.
Yeah.
How original.
Hey, shut up. Okay. It actually works with my name.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good point.
Moment
of silence for Irene Wallace.
Okay. There you go.
There you go.
There's the moment of silence.
An excuse not to have to talk.
For 2 seconds.
There you go.
Hey, don't knock it. That was the most sleep I've had all day.
I think I actually had more. I've been doing that the last couple of days.
Decker Test Rider wants to see the Dr. Pepper wall.
It's not
we can arrange that. You tell me when you get on the webcam. You tell me when you get on the webcam. We're going to do a little tour of the studio in
the
here.
The Rant Radio Studio.
Yep. Yeah. So some people get on the webcam. Say, I am on the webcam currently looking, and we're going to go around the room.
You said three. I thought we used to be able to get five or something.
I turned it down a little bit because it
sucks too much with bandwidth or something.
Yeah, I need to get.
By the way, did you notice that the Luddite knew that?
That's right. He did, though. I think we've repeated it enough, so
I've learned things.
Learned it. So what I want to do is have one video stream and one audio stream out of here and have them all reflected somewhere else. And then I can crank it up and tons of people can see, but until that day, it's not happening. Basically in Brooklyn. Is that a rap song?
Basically in Brooklyn. I'm sorry, boys and girls, but somewhere down the line, somebody got me saying basically.
and it just stuck, huh?
No, what's worse is somebody then said, why do you say basically all the time? It's like, why do people say like all the time?
Or what have you.
It just happened. And the more they bugged me about it.
Like basically, I don't know.
There's a Kids in the Hall skit about that kind of thing. This guy works.
Ascertain,
that was it? Yep.
I delineate.
So that the boss brings him in and he says, well, some guys are complaining about your overuse of the word ascertain. And we don't want you to say that anymore. And we're going to give you the simple three phrases to say. Yes, no, and boy, this work is hard. Or something like that. And he goes, I ascertain that's okay, or something like that. And then the boss says, delineate. He goes, delineate. Delineate walks out, and he's going to use delineate. I will never say ascertain again. It works better with Kids in the Hall.
I can already tell what you new kid you're actually doing.
Yes, actually. Yeah, so could I. I was really screwed. You did a pretty good. You did.
That's the guy.
You actually did a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, he does my favorite character. It's the annoying kid with the backpack. My favorite character.
Fake mom.
Kevin.
Sweet and low mom.
Is it Kevin? It's not. His name's not Kevin. Kevin. Gavin.
Gavin.
Gavin. Gavin. Well, if we weighed my head, how much would that be if you weighed my head and translated it?
There was this guy
at my school.
What if you were Mike? A bunch of people were leaving.
My favorite was always, I'm crashing your head, I'm crashing
your
head.
That's a fan favorite, yes.
My favorite was the alien one, where they just, it was a one-time skit where they're probing. Yeah. It's like, why are we doing this? Well, the leader
well, the only thing we wants it. The only thing we've actually learned from this is
one in ten guys actually likes it. That's a great skit. Anyway, are you on the webcam?
What?
Look. Buddy? Oh, Buddy's good.
Oh, he's so good. And he does the queen.
Makes you all.
Is he the one? Is he actually the one that's really gay?
Yes, he is.
He makes
everything on you. Sean likes to say, well, that's all well and good. Oh, we can all try and point out what everyone says and see if we can get. I don't know if I say anything. You say rock and roll. You haven't said it once tonight, you've been cutting down in your rock and roll.
Even more importantly and more annoyingly, you don't want to say it anywhere near a mic. That's the thing.
Rock and roll!
There you go. Okay, that being said, I'm going to go home and not sleep because she's mad at me.
No.
He didn't give you the background.
I needled you a couple times, and I'm probably going to suffer for it.
I didn't even notice the back rubber. I didn't even notice the back rubber, but I didn't.
It was there. I saw it.
Yes.
I saw it. It's probably on camera. We can play it back
proof.
For you later.
Yeah. All right.
Too tired to be mad. All right. Arrivederci.
Come sit on this mic later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Later.
Later. Bye-bye for you.
You know, I think I figured this thing out, why we're doing this. It's actually Sean's evil plot to finally get the cult off the ground by putting us in a sleep-deprived state so that we'll become his willing thralls.
That's right.
This is how they do cult training. This is it. It is the sleep deprivation
and
thing.
And the food thing. I can't
sleep
remember what it is.
Sleep deprivation and conditioning.
High protein, low something kind of diet and sleep deprivation. And
remember, boys and girls, I have been up for 23 hours right now, and I worked hard today.
Really?
Yeah.
You got up really a little bit early.
I had to get up at
yesterday.
8. I had to get up at 8 yesterday because my girlfriend was moving.
It's not really out of the norm to get up at 8.
I normally work nights.
Mr. Echo again. For our half-hour checkup. Hello, is this Mr. Echo?
Damn right.
There you go.
I can stream your live video, but I have no fucking idea how to do it.
You go to the webcam. On the page.
On the page? I just post the page or something, or what?
www.ramradio.com and click on webcam.
Yeah, I'm up on it, but I want to rebroadcast it from my computer since I have fucking ungodly bandwidth now.
You have ungodly bandwidth? It's not a cable modem, right?
Yeah, it's a cable modem.
Okay, that's not enough. I'm talking gobs of bandwidth. And we have people who do have gobs of bandwidth, like T3s or more.
Fuck, man. I wish I had that kind of... I do have that kind of money, but I don't want it that much.
No. That's like $15,000 a month.
Yeah, really? Holy fucking shit, man.
Yeah, so that's a little bit more money than you need to shell out for our little webcam thing here. No, we got mirror people. I just have to find the right technology that I can actually handle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I tried to real player and real server, and it was just millions of settings. And I was like, okay, forget this.
That shit.
Yeah, forget this. Way too hard to do. So I'm still looking around if anybody can find one that's client-server based. I send one stream out.
Somebody.
To a server, and the server sends a billion of them out.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. That's
all I need.
That's all. I'll check into that.
Sure, yeah. You scour around your Gargo, so...
Here we go.
Yep.
Go, my minions of the day.
Go out.
I'd say night, but basically...
It's the day.
The sun has actually come up here on the West Coast.
Earliest I've ever been up on a Sunday.
I've usually been up at this time, but I haven't gotten to bed yet, which this isn't normal, you know.
So you've been
Sunday
up the whole
morning,
time, Mr. Echo?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're as crazy as us, eh?
Oh, fucking A, dude. I'm actually going to make it.
Are we still... You're actually going to make it?
What time did you get up yesterday?
I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So you're in the same boat as Dak, then?
Oh, but I did get about 2 hours sleep in the afternoon.
Okay.
How I did it, I don't know how the fuck, but I ended up face down in my pillow.
I'm going to completely blank that image.
Face down in his pillow. Oh, Sean has emerged.
He's back. He's awake.
Barely, but I'm doing it.
Excellent. So you're hanging in there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Excellent. So have we been amusing, is it still interesting to listen to in this state?
Yeah, pretty much.
Slowing down a little bit, of course, but...
Oh, hopefully later on during the day we'll get some more people on the MRC and help you guys out or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, that's what we're...
Trust us, boys and girls, we admit it. We need help.
We need help. But we'll pick up back up with more people in the RC.
Oh, yeah.
When they phone in and tell us stuff. So, anything else?
What?
Anything else you want to add?
Nah, not really. I'm just taking back in my nice little green chair here. You'd have to see it. I wish I had my webcam going up.
Very cool. Okay.
And, what the hell?
What the hell? All right.
What the hell am I doing here?
We don't know. Decker, Format RR says,
Sean.
I can't believe these people are still at it.
Sean, you look destroyed.
You've got that 1,000-yard stare look.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty brutal.
Actually, you're kind of more like 998, actually, I'd say. It's just that...
Smokehouse says, I think Sim has the strongest Canadian accent of the bunch.
Thank you.
I think it's the boot time somebody recognized.
It's a boot time, eh? Somebody recognized it. Oops, I was going to Noof there. That's not Canadian.
That's Noof.
Well, it is Canadian, right? There's nobody else that really talks like that.
Sean, give us a good old-fashioned Noof accent.
No, I'm okay, actually.
It's all well and good.
No, thanks. None for me. I'm driving, you know.
Yeah, no.
So Smokehouse is pointing out people's what people say, and it's like
I'm basically,
and yours is, it's all well and good, and he hasn't picked anything up for me.
Has he picked up anything for Projectile Vomit Man? Because, I mean, I've known this guy for 12 years.
Make those noises.
Well, the noise is very common, but that's an intentional thing. That just doesn't come out all the time.
Yeah, those turn me on.
Ooh! Okay.
You know I do it for you, baby.
I'm scared now.
What's going on, Sean? What's happening in your head?
I think he's Are you still?
He's just admiring.
I don't think you had a good nap
there. He's just admiring the the workmanship in his hand.
This is as sexy of a pose as Raven.
Wow! I have five fingers. And all the molecules are connected.
How do they stay
together?
And I
can see a universe in each one of them.
Actually, the part I like. Here's one just for projectile vomit, man.
My hands are huge.
Forget it. If you weren't there, you wouldn't know what we're talking about.
Keep looking at your watch.
Because he can't believe he's fucking here and he can't believe he's doing this.
Oh, I'm in pretty rough shape, actually.
Are you?
Yep.
That's okay. We forgive you.
But we think your plan is working. You know, your secret plan that you didn't tell us about, that, you know, getting us sleep deprived so that we'd start following you slavishly and become your devoted
thrall. That's the whole plan. That's how you get people in the cult.
I'm thinking right now about giving you 10% of my income.
I'll up you on that. I'm 15%.
Can I be a run-in?
I'm thinking about killing everyone here so I can sleep.
See, wait a second. My plan worked.
Were we being too loud?
No, I'm
I'm not in my own bed, so I can't sleep because my wife's not lying next to me.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty fucking buckled here.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not. It's really not good.
I hate to tell you this. This is kind of a blow to the ego. This is a smack to the nuts of basically everything you've thought about yourself. But you're not as young as you used to be.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
You're not 18 years old. You can't stay up. I mean, I'm stealing this directly from a comedian, and I wish I could remember his name. But the line is true. When you're like 18 years old and you stay up all night, you've beat the day. You know, I mean, you beat the night. I mean, you get to see dawn. It's a celebration of your stamina, your endurance. You've outlasted something. Over-endured something.
I feel no worse now than I've ever done staying up.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, as you get older...
Of course, I have advantage of being vegan, you know.
Shut the fuck up.
None of this meat slowing me down.
You want to see meat slow you down? I'll show you meat slow you down. I am going to fucking eat you and watch you watch yourself pass through my fucking colon. And then you can
eat
see
me and
meat.
Cauterize me at the same time so I can watch you do it. Yep. Don't worry, I'd pass out.
I think a better idea. I'll just shove your head up my ass and then you can watch meat slowing something down.
Digest you backwards, okay?
Fucking meat slowing me down.
Wow, that's a pretty picture.
It is, though.
Sean, are you so deprived that you aren't pissed off anymore? Format RR.
I'm,
He'd like to be able to focus on something long enough to be angry. Able to piss off.
I got the 1,000-yard stare. Like,
what was I talking about?
Not even... Sean's not here.
Sean's not
Please
here.
Leave a message.
Sean's gone.
When Sean comes back, he will retrieve this message and try to interpret it.
Mumble strawberry banana patch? What?
I think...
that was supposed to be a cure for cancer. I think brilliant. I had that idea about 3-4 hours past the sleep deprivation wall.
Actually, what the hell's his name? A wild, crazy guy, arrow through the head.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, thank you. That's from the comedian Steve Martin, who did a wonderful, wonderful skit, which the idea was you were supposed to fuck up your children, you know, just like teach them the wrong words for things, you know. Basically,
I've heard skits on that.
You know, basically, like, you know, your kid says, good morning, Johnny, how are you? Mumble strawberry banana patch.
Just teach him weird words.
Yeah, just
throw them in once in a while.
Teach him words. Basically, tell him that, like, you know, words mean absolutely different things than what the hell they do to the rest of us in English. Just see how the kid goes out and makes it through life. You know, have fun with it. I mean, it's your kid. You know, you had him.
That's right. Naming your dog Stay. Something like that.
Exactly.
To steal from Stephen Wright.
Yeah, exactly.
Come here, Stay. Come here, Stay. Well, what's going on, Sean?
I'm going to...
Go home.
A few hours. No. And then I'm going to come back. Because there's absolutely no fucking way then I'm going to be able to broadcast until 11 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Because I will fucking die. I mean, I could sit here and go,
and make no useful contribution.
And make absolutely no useful contribution. Because it is very, very hard to stay mentally alert and sharp for 26 hours.
It is, though.
And I think it's a little bit past my capacity. Yeah. So, that's what's going to happen. I am going to...
You made it 10 hours.
Yeah, 10 hours. And, you know, if that puts me in the pussy category, then that's fine.
No.
At this stage, I'm not giving a fuck. So, yeah, I need some sleep.
I'll go to sleep now.
Yeah, I'm going to go home. I will be back as soon as I can.
Yeah.
Sean's going home for a while. So I'm going to have to stay awake and keep doing this.
That's right.
Somebody comes in to basically tag off.
Well, the thing is that... because of the fact that I am getting so sleep-deprived, things that don't piss me off are starting to. and I have
the wrong things.
Well, it's like the little idiosyncrasies are getting inside my head, and they're fucking with me, and it's bad. So I have to leave.
And then get away from them.
And then come back. Nah, because, I mean, you know, if somebody else could do it, then you're a better man than I. Don't get in. But as it sits right now.
Actually, what I'd like to try and do is if I didn't have to get up at 4:30 on Monday morning, I'd actually like to try and stay awake for the whole time. The simple fact that I do, I'm going to try and grab like 3-4 hours, couple hours sleep, and then basically get the 5 hours sleep I have to before I have to go to work.
Okay. So I'm leaving. I will be back in a few hours. What is people saying here?
Mr. Echo says, you suck, I will survive.
Well, you go ahead.
Look at that. He is so tired.
All they talk about is fart smell and anal sex, Test Rider says. Well, that's a way back promo. Holy crap.
Well, I'm sure it'll all be said.
Wow, that's a hell of a lag.
And Mr. Echo says, you are a wimp. There you go. Nice and big green letters.
Yeah. How old are you, Mr. Echo?
No, he's older.
He's older?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he's older. He's not like a fucking child or nothing.
No.
Okay, I'm going.
Okay.
So I'll be back. Not to worry.
Yeah,
because, well, you know, everybody else is going to be pretty much sleeping anyway. So we need to get some rest. If you guys want to keep broadcasting right on, I'll come back and pick up the torch in a bit.
No problem.
Okay.
Later.
Bye.
And Sean is out of here.
Hey, go!
Darting for the door. Collecting his things.
Yep. Why do you have a huge pair of wire
and then there are three
cutters on your backpack?
You never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Can't argue with that
logic. It's the AWOL bag, right? It's the AWOL bag. Need some wire cutters. You never know what kind of fence you're going to run into.
Yep, that's true. So, projectile vomit, man. It's raining. Yeah.
It's raining. Oh, very cool. It'll cool down.
Yeah, I was worried about that. Basically, I was thinking it was hot last night. I said the sun comes up. It's going to be like cool.
Scorcher in here.
It looks like the inside of the ovens. You know?
Yeah.
This time of year.
See the walls are waving with the heat.
This time of year, I love the rain because the rain is my friend because it keeps the pollen count down. It means I can breathe.
That's a good thing.
Breathing's a good thing.
I like
thing.
Breathing.
Breathing's my friend, you know.
Breathing is
when
one
you
of
can't breathe, what else matters? Isn't that the commercial they have?
Well, what did you describe being up in Chilliwack this weekend as?
Is Chilliwack really bad?
Fire.
Trying to breathe fire.
Breathing fire is not good unless you have to work in a circus sideshow.
And you're doing it on purpose for money.
You're not actually breathing fire. You're just blowing on it so it gives this sort of fire-breathing effect.
No, not our PVM. No, he's actually sucking it back. Yummy. Yeah.
This is very cool, Mike.
Yes.
It's a lot of treble.
Very nice. You can simulate the same effect in your own life just by, say,
setting fire to your face.
Sucking back fire to your face.
What? Sucking back, say, a teaspoon or more of curry powder. Right down your throat.
Whoa.
Make sure you get some in the nasal passages, too, for the full effect.
that would take a while to get out.
Worst thing,
like, what are you just going to roll around on the ground?
Worst thing, I basically was sprayed once in the face by mace, and that does hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I was, by the way, this was not because I had, like, attacked a cop or anything. I was...
It's like a test.
I was actually with the fire department. They were just getting the capsium to replace the mace that they had, which is a different type of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
And the capsium is pepper spray. And yep. They wanted volunteers to test it out. So they were using... one was half of their, basically, the cadets from the some of the Vancouver City Police, because RCMP have to go to, where is it? It's like Regina, I think it is, or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I forget exactly where it is. And the other half of the, basically, besides the cadets from the Vancouver City Police Department, they're also getting volunteer firemen. Because, you know, well, we volunteer, so we've got to be stupid. And, I mean, it wasn't bad. They basically were promising, you know, all you had to do is go and get sprayed. You would immediately run over and get your face washed with a bucket.
Uh-huh.
And you get 4 hours call-out pay.
Which is a full-strength spray?
This,
like,
is, a full,
this is the real thing
this
they're going to
use? This is the police capsium that they're using on you. And I got to keep my glasses on, and some people thought, hey, it's not fair.
Well, not really. You're going to spray people with glasses, yeah, right? Here's a person that, this is the effect that it's going to have,
well,
on a person with glasses.
Of the... four of us, they basically sprayed. The object for us was to touch the officer, just try to reach the officer who was spraying us. That was all we had to do. I won because I had my glasses on and closed my eyes when I saw it coming in. And
yeah,
the fact that I was able to collapse, fall down, and actually have my hand touch his foot before I began rolling around and screaming, you know. And then they proceeded to basically dunk my head in a bucket, and I wanted them to take the hose and open it in my face because I was hoping that maybe that would, like, basically kind of blow away some of the affected flesh, and, you know, that would feel good.
Yeah, you're willing to go to extremes at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Take off the flesh. It's the flesh that's burning.
Yeah, that was basically one of the worst things that I ever did. The other was...
How long did it take?
Oh,
for the burn
down. They also have a stuff that basically neutralizes it.
Oh, okay.
So I got that on, and basically I felt like my face and eyes were sunburned. I felt like I had sand in my eyes. My nose was basically plugged up. My lips basically felt like I had just eaten something really, really hot and had that burning sensation.
Yeah.
And the rest of my face felt sunburned for about 2 days.
Whoa, really?
It's not that bad, though. Another painful thing was, does anyone know what rockets are? I'm not talking about the rockets that shoot into space. I'm talking about the candies.
Describe the look
okay,
of them.
Okay, they're a roll of basically multicolored little pill-like shapes.
Yes, those are awesome. Those are so tasty.
Well, one Halloween...
Well, they're 99% sugar.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. What? Here's sugar in a different form.
There's sugar and citric acid.
That's what tastes yummy.
Citric acid is nothing more than the acid that basically you find inside
oranges.
Of oranges.
Yep.
And so that's all it is to give it that that taste. And it's actually pretty cool. And I had bought a 4-pound bag for Halloween. And I'm
that's
like,
a big bag.
That's a big bag. And I had, not thinking, moved into an apartment and bought a 4-pound bag.
I'm going to go lock the front door.
And... well, nobody showed up. So,
literally,
nobody showed up for Halloween to, like, get candy. None of the kids in the building. I figured at least some of the kids in the building would show up.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody did. So, the only people that could eat the rockets were me and my friends. And
we did.
We did.
And for many months afterwards.
Many, many months afterwards. And we would drink copious amounts of Coke because we had not yet discovered the purity of Dr. Pepper. But we were still drinking lots of Coke because it was the true cola as opposed to the anti-cola Pepsi. Pepsi is evil, and if you disagree with me, too bad.
Actually, on a personal note, I still kind of prefer Coke, but I have come to appreciate the purity of soft drink that Dr. Pepper represents.
Oh, yeah.
It is truly a holy substance.
Yes, it's very different, too.
So we were basically drinking so much Coke, and every time, like, we would come over, like, somebody would come over to the house for the evening, he would go into the closet, reach into the giant bag of, like, 4 pounds of rockets. And these things, we're talking, this was a huge fucking bag of like, things. We're talking, like a foot and a half by, like, a foot.
Wow.
A plastic bag shoved full of these things, okay? This is...
Awesome.
It was huge, right? And it's...
You got pretty sick of them pretty quick, though.
Oh, yeah, well, so like I said, it was
no
months
more
later.
Rockets.
So he would reach into his hand into the bag, come out, and throw, like, you know, 10, 12 rolls to each person.
And of course, some of the throws were not terribly accurate, so
we found rolls
after the supply was we're still finding the rolls, like, in various corners around the room.
Hey,
and
cool.
Because it's the candy and wrapped in plastic, I mean, it's not like it could be contaminated, so we'd still be eating them.
It's not going to go bad, right?
This is my home, one of the few places you can actually forage. You know?
Plus, I mean, you know, there's that... cookie on the floor, 5 second rule and thing.
Hey, as I've often said, God made dirt and it can't hurt. Hey, this is a rule I used when I was like 5. Why shouldn't it work now?
Except yeah. You're the guy who grew purple mold in his sink.
Yeah, that's true, but that's
really?
Another story.
And it called you by name.
How about the dishes in the closet?
No, that is an exaggeration. Okay, do you know what happened?
I
rinsed the dishes, and I put them into a suitcase filled with Excelsior. That's that foam little pill things, you know, those like... little
peanuts.
Peanuts, yes.
Packing peanuts.
Packing peanuts. And I left the most of my dishes in there.
Okay.
They were not dirty.
The story I heard, they weren't washed at all.
Yes, that was the
story. They were put in suitcases to rot.
That was the story that everyone said. I know that. I've said this before. No one listens to me. No one believes me.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care, because I'm used to this, the abuse I get from my, quote-quote, friends.
A likely story.
So anyhow, besides, what sounds funnier? I basically put a bunch of dishes into a suitcase and left it in the closet? Or basically,
rotting dishes
or I left a bunch
funnier.
Of basically dirty dishes in the closet to rot, basically. What sounds funnier? So what is this, these people going to basically be saying?
Of course. What's going to be passed
around?
Well, I mean,
the dirty dishes is much closer to the beginnings of an urban legend.
Yes. Thank you. So anyhow.
Let's let the story, you know, circulate around and permutate for another 5 years or so, and it'll come back to you in a wildly exaggerated form that'll be much more entertaining.
I'm scared to see what exaggerated would be. obviously, Mrs. Irene Wallace's leg will be stored in there with that.
With the dishes. Yeah. Yeah, well, I had to take it home because the smell was so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, they started getting...
So, Brian, Projectile Vomit Man here made a joke about the fact that, quote, we were might as well just start doing this shit sugar IV style.
Yep.
And I thought, now I had been cleaning up some stuff and going through some boxes, and I found an old hand mirror. So this provided an idea. I get up, I go into the bathroom, I get the little hand mirror, I come back out, I put it on my lap. I take one of the rockets, I take a spoon, I crush the rocket. I then
so those are basically reverts to the powder consistency it was before it took on a sort of a
reach into my pocket, take out my wallet, take out my credit card.
Oh yeah.
Cut it into three lines. Take out a $5 bill, roll it up, and
just
everyone
using all the trendy things to do.
Everyone is basically laughing now, but no one thinks I'm going to go through with this, which means I have to go through with this. Come on, people.
Right. Come on, Desmond, you're not that stupid.
Prove me wrong.
Yes, I am.
I'll prove you all wrong. I am that stupid.
I plugged my left nostril, and I
for extra suction.
Extra suction. Place the tube to my right and suck. And
whole line,
and sweet Jesus, did that fucking hurt. The back of my eye watered. Not the front, we're talking the back of my eye watered.
One of the reasons why this isn't that much of a problem with something like, say, cocaine is cocaine actually has some anesthetic properties to it.
Numbing effect.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. But sugar has no numbing effect.
It would actually hurt just as much if it didn't have those properties, it does.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
They use cocaine in real life in hospitals for basically nose surgery.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's
so. Okay. I was in immense amounts of pain. Everyone in the house is unable to breathe. They're laughing so hard. I'm fucking killing myself, too, because it's one of the funniest things I think I've done in years. And
Does it get absorbed?
Oh, I got the worst sugar rush I have ever had because it went right into my bloodstream.
Well, yeah, pretty thin part of the body in your nose, right?
Yep. Oh, man, that was funny. I'm never going to do it again. Swear to God, never. Also, if I ever thought about...
Were you even thinking about it?
No. I was basically... I should, however, basically take a second and basically give an odo to a young man I used to hang out with by the name of Delco McAvoy. Delco, one time, walked into my house, was looking around, scavenging in my cupboard for something to eat, and had discovered my mom had taken some Bisquick and stored it. It's basically a biscuit mix.
I've heard of it. Okay.
So it's a white powder biscuit mix, and had stored it in a plastic bag.
Yep.
And Delco goes, cool, I found the cocaine. He pulls it out, pops the bag open, shoves his nut face in, snorts back, lifts up his head, and goes, and this huge dust cloud envelops his head. Bam! I'm on the floor. I can't breathe.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Oh, it was. I was just basically shaking. I was laughing so hard. He was basically went into the bathroom, washed his face, and he comes out.
And he was okay.
Oh, no. Right. He's like going, oh, shit. What was the quote he said? He's basically, I'm sneezing dumplings.
Probably got you going again.
Yes. Yeah. That was. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. Last time I saw Delco, a few years back, we had a thing called the Vancouver Riots. The Stanley Cup was here, and we were losing, so we decided to, like, thrash the town, you know.
Good as excuse as any.
This is not too far off what we'd do if we'd won.
Won, exactly. But,
win, lose, whatever.
So, Delco was spotted on camera, partially naked, wearing nothing but his boots and his boxer shorts, holding a can of beer and the lower torso of a mannequin, which he smashed out of a window,
wow,
walking down the street, going, hey, to the TV camera.
Wow.
Besides being able to pull him in, it should also be mentioned as kind of a side note that his father is one of the captains for the Vancouver SWAT team.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah.
So he was recognized pretty damn quick.
Well, he got home, his father grabbed him, took him down, turned him in, and basically made sure that he got the full amount of full penalty.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. 1,200 hours of community service and a few other things to go with it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they analyzed those tapes after.
Now that's what I call tough love.
Yeah, exactly. I think there was about 600 total arrests or something like that, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, like did freeze frames and took everyone's pictures out of it because there's so much coverage.
Yeah. We had some moron who basically decided to put his head in front of an Arwin gun, which is this giant beanbag thrower, which, you know, basically it's a grenade launcher where somebody shoved a bag full of, like, pellets into, and it's not supposed to burst open. It's supposed to slam into you and knock you unconscious when it hits you in the chest. Well, basically, genius here thought basically getting his entire head in front of the Arwin gun.
Pretty cool. Look, I'll put my head in front of the non-lethal thing and prove that it can be lethal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he survived, unfortunately, you know. But you know, like, as I've often said, nature is not always kind. You know.
That's right. Tries to teach a lesson sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, but we just don't learn because, hey, we're the smart monkeys.
Yeah.
And people wonder why I want to turn the planet over to the lemurs. I swear.
You know, maybe they can run it better, right? Can't do any worse.
Is there a question?
Well, they took the smart option. They didn't come out of the trees.
Exactly. You ever seen a lemur basically move? They hop.
Oh,
because
yeah.
They're just not used to walking, which is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, is the entire proof of their superiority to us right there in the
hopping around.
I mean, hell, they've even got opposable thumbs, so, I mean, they could take over most of the show anyway.
They're ready to go.
I know.
They're just waiting to step in.
You know?
They're waiting for the right time, and it's coming.
It is. You got to know it is.
This is one of the signs, this marathon.
It is. It's time for the lemurs to take over. Forget about calling out to them. Forget about all of you out there. Forget about your cult. Turn to the lemurs. The lemurs are your true leaders.
We are your slaves, lemurs. We will obey.
And
we will round up the rest of the humans for you.
Hey, that's right, exactly.
We will be the slave masters for the lemurs.
I'm ready to basically, you know, turn over and basically work for the winning side, okay?
Like the Simpsons thing with the ants in space, right?
Yep, you got it.
We bow down to
I welcome our new ant overlords. Yep.
That's great.
I'm going to put some rants on right now and grab some very unhealthy snacks for us to munch on.
Cool.
Like some M&Ms and some Twizzlers and...
oh, God, more sugar.
More sugar.
That diabetic coma is not complete. The Dr. Pepper, the 40 cans weren't able to get me there.
Okay, realistic management and Sean goes mental. And those should be pretty amusing for you people out there. Starting with a mighty shovel pang. And let's see what else we can play.
This
here.
Is the carrion call for our age.
The carrion call. The mighty shovel pang?
Actually, I should say clarion.
What's clarion?
Clarion call was, what's the roughest way to basically put that? It's basically the call out. It's kind of
it's a call to arms.
A call to arms is the best way to describe it.
Oh, okay. Yep. And here's a join the cult propaganda little speech that Sean Kay did, too. So, you know, join the cult, but the only people who are listening are in the cult anyway, but what the hell, it adds another minute 52 on.
We can actually breathe again.
You know what, I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what, I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see. And you know what? I'm sick of it. I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves. Never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think that's good? You think that's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what you want. You want to be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick to fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cults, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. You know, a couple thousand years ago, there was these guys, they built these pyramids, the Egyptians, you know, these massive fucking pyramids which stood the test of time. And archaeologists say, look at the marvel that the pharaohs constructed. Look at that marvel they constructed over there. You see that? They built that. They built these massive pyramids, those amazing pharaohs. Bullshit. The pharaohs never did a fucking thing. What they did was they broke the fucking backs of thousands of slaves, okay? Thousands of fucking slaves. Thousands of them. And they didn't give these slaves realistic time constraints. Instead, they work them until they fucking die. Do we see a parallel here? Do we see this parallel happening in everyday life today? Only instead of being beaten with whips, you're beaten with the economics of it. You're beaten with an economic fucking flail. Why do you sit there and let yourself be beaten with this flail? Because you're a slave to the dollar. Now, granted, this is because of a carefully orchestrated economic prison which you're in. Okay, you've got to understand that. Okay, you've got to understand that the economic prison exists to fuck you over. Okay, but once you understand that, then you can begin to think of ways to get around that. You can begin to deny all the media that tells you to consume and put your ass so heavily in fucking debt. That is the key. People, employers, do not give you realistic time constraints. Hi, I want the world and I want it in 3 fucking days. God did it in 7. But I want you to do it in 3. And if you don't, I want you to work until you fucking die. Okay, because that's what they're trying to do. Don't take it anymore. Stand up for what you think. No way, sir, this is not going to happen. I'm sorry, boss. But it's not going to happen in the time constraint that you've given me. It's just not going to occur. So you can either deal with it or do it yourself. Oh, fuck. Because you know they can't do it. themselves. Why? Because they're bureaucrats. Because they have no idea how to actually do this. Because you're the one with the skills. Ergo, you are the one with the power. Now the tables have turned. You're in an IT industry. Oh, look, they can't just hire you and hire another wage slave, can they? No, they can't. So now we got them by the fucking balls. Don't die a slave. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. People are coming up to me and they're wondering who the fuck I am. Who the fuck are you, Sean Kennedy? What makes you think you're so fucking smart and you can get on the Rant Radio? You're always just speaking up on Rant Radio. What makes you think you got the right to fucking talk to people? What makes you think you don't got the right to talk to people? I mean, really, you're sitting there in your fucking office right now. What doesn't give you the right to stand up on top of your desk and say, hey, what the fuck is going on? Nobody likes these neon lights. My eyes hurt like a motherfucker, and if I don't get a bigger goddamn monitor, I'm gonna kill somebody. That is what is going on. Think about it. I mean, I'm just talking about the truth here. That's all I say on Rant Radio. Why do you suppose it's been going strong for a year and a half? Because people like what I got to say. My name's Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man. What makes me the fucking man? Because I say I am. That's it. That's the only fucking thing. You're just as much as I am, so why not? Why not stand up for who the fuck you are? When people say, who do you think you are? I tell them who you think you are. I think I'm a fucking sociopath with a history of violence. Who the fuck do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You think you're a fucking victim? You think you're someone who's gonna control me? You think you're some kind of fucking collar restraint? What are you, yellow means death? Fuck off! I've got no time for this shit. I've got no time for your bullshit. I've got no time for your fucking stupid little plans. And I'll hit you in the face with a shovel. Get the fuck away from me! My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
In grocery stores now, the all-new Flintstones Vitamins with Viagra.
Wilma, sweetheart.
Oh, Fred. Oh.
Because who doesn't need a bunch of horny little kids running around?
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Fred, how did you do that?
That's a good one, Wilma.
There's something wrong with you, Fred.
The bed rocks in bedrock.
Wilma.
Honestly, not again. No, you're not.
Sweetheart.
Just imagine your kids getting jiggy with the pets.
Mom, Johnny's humping the dog. Whoa, Mom, Spanky's tight.
Flintstones Vitamins with Viagra in Howard Stern grocery stores everywhere. Maybe harmful if swallowed.
Well, all his attention is very nice, but I've got to fix lunch.
We're back. Yes.
I actually like this mic better than mine. It's much more responsive. Mine's so bassy. It's like, whenever I listen to recordings, it's...
Oh, who's that?
It's brutal. Somebody's saying, turn off that fucking music. Da 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 da. Oh, it's somebody that's not Mr. Echo. Hi, you're on Rant Radio 26-Hour Marathon. Who's this?
This is Hoogan Inky.
Hoogan Inky.
Hoogan Inky calling so early in the morning. Well, it's like 10 there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 10:30 right now.
Where is he?
South Bay is going on the Good Old Marathon show.
Well, it's going pretty good, and Dak and Projectile Vomit Man and me, Sumerian, are still up.
Actually, isn't Ronan Reddick still crashed in the living room or something?
Sean has gone home.
Because he couldn't sleep here. He needed to be lying beside his wife, so he's going to grab 4 hours sleep and then come back.
I don't know if I agree with that, because apparently my wife's sleeping over there.
That's right.
So that boy's causing trouble. He's supposed to be leaving them alone so they can have a quiet little sleepover. An escape from Sean Kennedy is both for one night.
That's right. Very, very bad.
So where exactly are you, man?
I am in Ontario, a place, I believe it's called Curdenville, and it's outside of Burlington, which is outside of Toronto.
What are you doing there? Or who are you doing there? I don't know what you're into these days.
No, it's a family get-together. My grandfather just turned 90 on Thursday.
Well, congratulations. I'm sorry you live that long. You deserve a fucking celebration.
Exactly, and we got the whole family out. We had 60 people here.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big bash. It was a lot of fun. Got to meet up with a lot of cousins and other relatives that I hadn't seen for years. Everything went off without a hitch. It was a great party.
A 1-800 number is pretty handy, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good. How's thing going over there? Did you notice that the Big Pipe server is up?
Yes, I got that. I got that message. Thank you very much for putting that up at the last minute.
Yeah, it was kind of a stretch to get in there and set it up, and I had to... I just set it up in an unsecure user space, so somebody may at this point be working towards getting root on the server, but
uh-oh.
I hope they weren't listening in when I set it up.
Or now.
Well, no, it's too late now. I had to set it up to be a telnet, right? So if anybody or if anybody had a capture program running for segment, I'm SOL.
Well, it's probably still okay. Nobody's complained about the cult server being down or anything.
Yeah. Oh, it's really stable now. I'm pretty happy with the changes I made.
Excellent.
And I hear the Red 5 got into my code a little bit there somehow.
Yeah, he made some changes there. Because I'll
find out what they were. I'm not.
You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Will I?
Oh yeah, he did some really good improvements.
Cool.
And things were broken when you left it, like for submitting stories.
Oh really?
Like really fucked up.
What was broken? What wouldn't work?
Like. You couldn't post one with it would erase the message. I mean my brain is dead, obviously.
Erase parts of the title, right?
The subject.
The subject line would completely get erased?
Yeah, it would say error in subject and you'd be able to post it, but there'd be no subject.
Oh.
So he fixed that. And the only way that was
That was something I thought I'd fixed last moment, but I guess I made a mistake or forgot to upload it or something.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's all fixed now.
Cool.
It's all good. It's all good here.
Yeah. It's all good here. It's all fixed.
Except for the fact that you're all running, how long without sleep now?
I got up yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning.
So it's just shy of 24 hours then?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. I'm 22 hours. I'm not too bad. At around 2 a.m., I think I caught my second wind. I laid down for about 10 minutes, and then boom,
just before,
I'm right back.
Just before Sean left, I got my second one. You could kind of feel me coming back, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Coming right back.
That's good.
And we had Marge and Steve drop in.
Hey.
Marge and Steve. We had Oof and, their name is
DJ.
Oh, you know Marge and Steve. Fuck their names.
Yeah, and also, what's the other one's name? Lewis and...
Lewis and the people from Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cool. Too.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. And Coma Boy is... he's Coma Boy right now.
Yeah.
He is. Ronan Medic is transformed into Coma Boy as in the living room sleeping, as he has been
He has the ability to transform into several people. It's really frightening.
Be careful. He drools. You might have to mop the carpet up after.
He's actually on that chair.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to mop up the chair. Take it in for, like, vacuuming, cleaning kind of thing.
It's stopping.
So we bought about 150 Dr. Pepper, cans of Dr. Pepper here. Way more than we needed, I think. Well, we're getting through
them. You might need them for the last 12-hour stretch. When does the whole thing end, anyway?
11 p.m. tonight.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take off here. Some more guests just showed up, and I think we're about to go shopping. Oh, yeah, I forgot to fill you in on the cool thing I found out here in Ontario.
Okay.
I found a little electronics store. It is a little stereo shop that has no idea what stuff's worth.
Aha. Raping and pillaging them for all they're worth, huh?
Oh, yes. I picked up a handspring visor, 8 megabyte unit for how much do you think I paid?
How much?
$100.
$197. 8 meg unit.
That's really good. That's really good.
Really good.
Excellent.
That's one they had. I asked because I figured, hey, I could buy two or three of these, bring them back, and sell them to my buddies. But
right now, the music for Conan is playing in my head while you basically, the image of you just riding down on these people.
So have you actually got any listeners right now?
We have a couple hardcore. Mr. Echo has held on the whole time, which is amazing. And Lieutenant Major Zombie was doing pretty good until about 4 a.m.
Yeah, then
he checked out about 4:30, and then he's just gone.
He was giving us hourly call-ins.
Hourly updates on the
he's
zombie.
Still awake. Yeah, the zombie call-in. And we had three drunk chicks phone in.
That would be three drunk chicks from the prairies, if I'm guessing correctly.
No, these are entirely new three drunk chicks.
Two of them were at least local.
Yep.
One, well, one, ask them over then.
One we did. One was Marge, and she did come over. One was my coworker, Amanda, and Sean got a date for me with her.
Sean is pretty good at that, isn't he?
Yeah, coerced her into it.
Oh, yeah, you could tell, though, how hard her arm was twisted.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty tough. And the other
arm.
Yep. And another one was a black-haired chick from somewhere in the States.
Yeah, Nightshade is her.
Gargoyle Nightshade
is her online name. She sent us pictures. She's pretty cute.
She's very good-looking.
Yeah, Gargoyle.
Yeah, a new Gargoyle.
From Kentucky.
I don't remember exactly where she was from, but she was the one who actually doesn't drink.
Yeah, she doesn't drink.
That's right. She wasn't one of the drunk ones.
No, she wasn't one of the drunk ones.
There was another drunk one, though.
Was there?
Okay, yeah. This is all getting complicated, and I can't understand it over the phone.
Okay.
I'd be listening in if I could, but I'm far from any broadband, so I guess I'm SOL.
Okay, well,
our deepest sympathies there, boyo.
I'll give you the tapes, and you can sit down for 26 hours.
Right?
I'll give you the tapes, and you can sit down for 26 hours. How about that?
Yeah, that's good. Next time I get some vacation time.
That's about right.
Yeah, I'll get okay, right on
cool.
that.
Well, you guys have fun. I'll be seeing you back on Tuesday night.
Excellent.
Good to have you back there, Boyle.
Yeah, I'll be happy to return as well, but I'm having fun here. So
okay.
Take care, and what the hell?
All right.
That was our own Inky.
Hoongan Enki checking in.
He's one of the men that basically keeps us running.
Oh, Test Rider says, I've been here the whole time, dude. She was from KC, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
Kansas City,
I said
Missouri.
Kentucky. Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Echo says, I'm breaking into the Rant Radio site. Cracking out my handy script kitty root kit. I want the Flintstones ad.
That was
catching up on the IRC.
That was great, wasn't it? I mean, that was killer funny. That had me pounding the sofa. I was laughing so hard.
There's some guy. He does the voice for all of these ads, and all these are really funny. He did that Delta one, and I'd like to know who it is. Like, he's really funny.
He is.
And download all the rest of them from the source.
Killer funny. I mean, I thought Stickman was basically some of the funniest shit I've seen in a long time. But his shit gets me to laugh every time.
Yep.
Though, basically, the kind of gangster rap, basically, airfare thing, this was a little too long, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was cool.
We got
though.
The idea, Kansas City. Yep.
We apologize that we should pay more attention, but remember.
And the other drunk chick was Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny, right. That's right.
We forgot about.
That's why we couldn't think of her because it was too obvious.
Yeah, it was too obvious. She's always drunk. So
I look for that in a woman. An alcoholic, you know?
Plus, there's the fact that I don't think any of us can focus our attention on anything for more than about 5 seconds at a time right now.
Yeah, it's pretty much all over the place.
Give me sugar.
Sugar. Well, we got lots of sugar. No, that's not
and
a
then the, and then there's the short-term memory deficit thing that's going on, too.
Which reminds me of the
short-term memory deficit
that's going on.
Do you want
on
a gobstopper? PVM 2000. Good you didn't put PVM 2000 because next year it'll be PVM 2001.
Just grab one, you jerk.
I was having catastrophic failure to grab a gobstopper.
Shutting down.
His limbs are stopping to work. It sounds like VX gas attack.
Next thing you know, I'll be losing control of the English language.
You had it?
Here's a great thing that Pike posted.
It says, coming from a short career in radio, I know exactly how bitter people can get over politics and radio market just by working in a station.
Oh, yeah.
Rhett Rideau ditches it and is pure vision. This is one of the biggest reasons why listener base grows on a daily basis. Promoting such a station as I'm doing right now isn't a free plug. This is genuine. Rhett Rideau is truly revolutionary. It makes you think. How many other mainstream radio stations make you think and listen? It's all that and more. For those of you who are doubting me, just listen in. The progress these guys have done with the station is astounding. Besides, they don't bleep out swear words in songs. That alone makes it worth listening to. You know, that's what I look for in a station.
Hey, they said, fuck, I can't believe it. This is so cool.
I told all my high school friends about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I tape it and bring it to work.
Actually,
we've copyrighted the use of the word fuck on the internet.
Well, yeah,
we're getting paid every time someone uses it.
That's right.
So, fuck.
Oh, we just paid ourselves. What's the point in that?
No, seriously. That was
still where he's just promoting the word, right?
That was a payment on his house.
All right.
But
it's all paid off.
Fuck.
I seem to remember
this for me.
Sketch.
No. Yeah, that's, we stole this from Dennis Miller.
Oh, okay.
By the way, one of the... I'll be completely honest. A lot of the material I have stolen from Dennis Miller. He's one of the
amazing.
True fucking geniuses left in comedy. He is...
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere near...
And a ranter of the first order.
However,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. However, I have to say that he has sold out.
Yep.
The last couple years to
Monday Night Football.
Football.
Yep.
That's sad.
It is.
I don't think it'll just quite have the same effect. I'm definitely not going to watch him on football.
No. I mean, I'm a football fan, but I'm a little annoyed at him with.
I mean,
that
is it going to really bring people into football? It's like, well, I've never tried football before, but Dennis Miller's on
still there, so it's got to be good.
Either like football or you don't, really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, what it is. Maybe
it's not for kids trying out football for the first time. They don't listen to Dennis Miller.
What it is major sports, all major sports, are seeing decreases in their viewer base.
Because they get all these multi-bazillionaire prima donnas,
yeah,
steroid monkeys running around. Acting like assholes instead of being, you know...
Getting banned from the game.
As much as I basically hate... basketball, and I'll be honest, and I don't care if I offend anyone with this. I really, really despise basketball.
I don't like it either.
It's boring as hell. I'll be honest. It's basically a personal thing with me. As I was growing up. I was in a mostly
black neighborhood.
It was a mostly black neighborhood, and this is not a racist thing. I was very tall and very thin. Shot up from like 13, I basically just had the growth spurts, and I was basically 6'1" by the time I was 13 years old. So everyone was trying to shove a basketball into my hand. Everyone. And it pissed me off.
So what's the natural reaction of a pre-adolescent to that kind of pressure? It's like, fuck off, leave me alone.
Yeah. And I've never gotten over that with basketball. But that aside, like I said, that's how I feel about basketball. I have to say that people like Michael Jordan, who was, and I mean this is me maybe ranting on about some of the other stuff, he was one of the true fucking giants of the game. He was amazing to watch. He was a fucking gentleman. He was a sportsman. He was enjoyable. There's, like, people like him.
Somebody like him, you don't mind that he's that wealthy because,
uh-huh.
You know, he has some responsibility with it, and he, you know, doesn't go around acting like a complete asshole.
No, he doesn't. I mean,
you've got Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman, who is
admittedly entertaining.
But
he is,
not the
he
right
is
way.
Definitely
he is,
not a role model
he,
of any
he
kind.
He is fucking
no.
offensive. I mean, when... you know, sports, I grew up with a hard fucking coach playing football in high school in New York, where we were told to fucking hurt the other team if it was necessary to win.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, there was still, despite that type of attitude, it was supposed to be covert. Not just because you'd get fined, because it was still supposed to be, and this is bullshit, and Sean would basically be down my throat if he was here, and I agree, and I have to agree.
Now it's time to air your dirty laundry.
And I have to agree with him. It is very hypocritical, but at least there was still a sense of civility to the game. You were supposed to act like sportsmen. You were supposed to be good sports when you lost or when you win.
What,
won.
Specifically football or what?
Well, no, in any sport.
Well,
when
yeah.
I was growing up.
Okay.
And when basically the major figures don't act that way, how the hell can basically high school kids be expected to basically... to do that. How can when you know parents are like soccer moms are I mean, you know a couple of the incidents I'm talking about with basically, we're talking like Little League fucking baseball and things like that, where parents are basically suing, you know, coaches and Little League organizations because, you know, their kid didn't get enough time at bat.
Yeah, that's...
It's beyond...
That insane incident back in the 80s or whenever it was with the cheerleading squad down in Texas.
God.
Where the girl's mother actually hired a hitman to kill a rival cheerleader,
so her daughter could get on the team. I mean, these are parents who are trying to live out their sad fucking lives through their children.
Yeah, and I know. What are they accomplishing by doing all of this?
I mean, what kind of values does this basically impress on the child or people, even the people around them?
Yep. If you're not good enough, we can just eliminate the person that's better.
I'll basically, what was her name? Tanya Harding.
Yeah, same kind of attitude, right?
Oh, fuck. I mean, it's... And the thing is, there's a line from, help me, from the Eagles. What's his name? Don Henley. There is a line from Don Henley.
Yep. Get over it.
No. Get Over It is a great song. That's the Eagles. But there's a line from Don Henley in a song called The Garden of Allah.
Yeah.
In which he says, this year, notoriety got all confused with fame.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about O.J. Simpson in that song, but
really?
In a very left-handed way.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, all of this shit. You know, for instance, locally here, we have this moronic bitch by the name of Jillian Guess.
Right.
Who was
big fiasco.
was on a trial... in which a man was basically up for a murder charge.
Mm-hmm.
This is like gangland
stuff.
This is
a gangland shit here.
Drug-related gangland slang.
Slangs locally here in Vancouver. Doesn't that basically just spoil your view of this pristine country we have up here?
Now, she's the kind of
woman that
aging bimbette.
That I earlier basically referred to as basically
cougar.
A cougar.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that means...
Actually, she's better looking than that.
Actually, she is better looking than a cougar, but...
But definitely in that category, and of course falling for the ultimate bad boy because this guy's a fucking drug dealing murderer, and sleeping with him while she's on his jury.
That's never good.
And she basically, of course,
she
doesn't see the problem with this, and doesn't quite understand why she's having to do jail time over this.
They fell in love, and why are they persecuted because they fell in love?
So Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, you know, there's a tragedy. They're basically separated.
And oh my God, how could he use me this way?
Yeah, after it was over.
Jeez, I wonder.
Well, perhaps if you
remove
the welcome sign on your chest,
tread on me.
But the worst part is the fucking media out here is spending every day reporting on what the fuck she was wearing to the trial.
And she's eating it up.
Yes.
She's a celebrity now.
Yes.
Because this is vital front page news.
It's very important.
You know, it does
make the front page.
You know, basically, I'm a greenie. I'm an admitted greenie. But please explain to me from any other point of view how this is worth some tree being cut down. Please explain
to
me.
Print it on the paper,
yeah. Please explain to me how this was worth it. How something, even a life as simple as a fucking tree, should die. So that
even if we were past the point of print newspapers, where we were just reading our newspapers online in the internet culture, say this was 20 years down the line, it's not worth the electrons.
Yeah, the keyboard strokes that somebody put effort to type in.
It isn't.
It must sell.
It's not worth the temporary internet file hard drive space.
There you go. But it must sell, or they're making people think that it's important somehow, which is the cause and is the effect,
right?
There's
no real alternative to it. No hard news left out there.
No.
All those papers, you know, have died. And
what's the name of the book? Something we have to suggest that we've never really got a chance to
before. Oh, the media monopoly.
No. It's Arthur Kent.
Oh, yeah.
There's a book a few years back by a journalist, a Canadian, who went to work for ABC.
NBC.
NBC. What did I say? ABC? Yeah. NBC back during the Gulf War.
Yeah.
A little bit before, but it was...
You got to start with them in the 80s, but then, you know, he was there. First of all, he was there at the thing in Tiananmen Square.
He was actually there when it was
like
going
blocks
down.
Away,
really.
Blocks away
watching
from the
people
tank.
Getting shot.
Well.
Watching people getting shot, hearing the shots, basically running for his life with his camera crew.
Getting film of this shit.
Yeah.
Getting film of the shit. So, I mean, there's no doubt about this guy's creds. He was also, before that, he was in...
He was in Czechoslovakia.
No. He was in Afghanistan with the Mujahideen.
Yeah, this guy hung with the Mujahideen, hanging with the rebels
for like six months
as they're hunting fucking Soviet Hind helicopters,
and as they're being shelled by the Soviets.
He's there for all of this shit. This guy is.
Then he's off in Eastern Europe. At the fall of the Berlin Wall, at the fall of the Ceausescu government, Romania.
NBC didn't think that the beginning of the fall of the story on basically the fall of the Berlin Wall was newsworthy. It wasn't until the New York Times happened to be there,
so he got them like exclusive photos that nobody else was getting.
Nobody else cared about it. But as soon as the Washington Post started basically running some photos and ran the beginning of the story,
and then shit started happening.
That's when they basically tried to get him a live feed, and he could have had them a live feed 24 hours before anybody else. But they didn't think this was worth news.
And then there was the Gulf War.
Not exciting enough.
And suddenly he became a
media sensation,
a name brand commodity, because he was the one who got the nickname the Scud Stud, because he was the one who was on the ground there, and he's a pretty good looking guy.
Yeah.
They were grooming him to take his place as an anchor on
NBC's
Dateline.
This major news. This guy was going to go the big time. We're talking the major league.
So he was going to be on their name brand version of like a 60 Minutes, which in their case is more like infotainment than like anything resembling hard
news. Because about this time, this is the part where basically it turns your fucking stomach. The news.
See what had happened was that the guy who was put in charge of the news department at NBC News was somebody from the entertainment wing.
Uh-oh.
No, we're not making this up. The news department was turned over to the entertainment department. Hello?
Is that how it works now?
Yeah, apparently so.
Well,
and this was the beginning, basically. This was the thin end of the wedge, the beginning of the dismantling of NBC's news gathering operations.
Yeah.
They were, like, decimated from what they used to be.
They used to be one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, basically 60 Minutes. CBS, the rest of CBS wasn't as good as 60 Minutes, and then it was basically NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was maybe the rest of CBS, and then it was ABC, and then it was maybe... Actually, PBS was probably above most of them anyway.
There's still good people out there, but, I mean... the kind of cast...
We're talking...
What do they rely on now for news gathering? Just... A smattering of people,
CNN.
Just less?
CNN.
Yeah.
Everyone
takes it from CNN.
Yes, they lift their stories directly from CNN.
So you get everything from one source. That's
or from
great.
Local reportage around the globe.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you translate it.
Not making your shit up.
Gee, that's great.
So anyhow,
they were grooming him for this anchor slot. You've probably seen bits and pieces of Dateline. It's hosted by, like, former morning people and shit like
these
that.
These fucking vacuous talking heads that are just,
I mean,
like...
they look like parodies of what they actually are.
They're over the top. Is this a joke, this show?
No, they basically stand there and they will fucking smile or have the quote-unquote canned concern look as they tell you about a fucking plane crash.
Or some stupid kind of like third-rate human interest piece that
it's a filler because there wasn't
that would
basically
be filler on local news
because there wasn't a fucking plane crash this evening. You know,
it's all North American centric. It's all America centric, and you know, anything that happens overseas, well, that's not really what we're interested in because Americans just aren't interested
in
that.
The news anymore.
Oh yeah, I've got something actually about that Jell-O does,
and
it's pretty good.
Well, we're just about to wrap this
up.
Okay, and then I'll play it.
Okay. Now this leads into, basically, he was hired on the premise that he would be their foreign correspondent. This was his understanding of what the position would be. He would still be able to do the foreign news stories and covering developments over in Europe, Afghanistan, you name it. He'd done well enough for them in coverage of the Gulf War and the Beijing thing and Tiananmen Square.
And Afghanistan, which was fucking amazing.
And also just the fall of Eastern Europe, communism there.
They basically told him he could write his own ticket for this.
Yeah.
But
he was one of the people that basically photographed was there. They literally showed fucking Ceausescu's body to this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow, it gets to the point where he's, you know, settling into the job. He's, you know, actually picked up and moved into New York, and he's got his, you know, people out in Rome and whatever, and they're going to do some stuff about the situation in Bosnia or whatever. And they want him to do, like, domestic stories on, you know, like, minivans where the gas tanks explode and stuff like that. You know, it's still relatively important stuff, but compared to what
somewhat.
He's... geopolitical stuff he's been covering.
Yeah.
It's fluff pieces.
Very different realm.
Considering the fact in the last, like, 10 years, the news has basically turned into, the most amazing point in, like, fucking history.
Mm-hmm.
In the, like, the 20th century,
mm-hmm.
and the amount of changes that are going.
A decade ago, people were calling it the end of history because they didn't know what the hell are we going to do now the Cold War's over?
things were dropping and changing every fucking second. Nobody knew what the fuck was going on.
I mean, we're still kind of floundering, wondering, okay, where do we go from here?
Anybody who's a baby boomer is sitting there going, we're not going to get nuked, and they're going, huh? Sorry.
Anyway, what they figured was that they'd wave enough money in front of him, and he'd get used to the cushy position of being in New York and you know, the anchor job and just basically being a talking head and a pretty face, that he'd just, you know...
Turn over and take it for the team.
Take the money,
yep.
And lie back and enjoy it.
Be the famous pretty boy,
but
that everyone will watch.
Arthur Kent had different plans.
Uh-huh.
He thought he was a journalist. He thought he'd been hired as a journalist. He thought he could continue to be a journalist.
He thought
there was this higher calling called the news.
Yeah, rather than reading something off a piece of paper.
So anyway, while he was over in Europe, over in Rome, trying to get to a story happening in, like, somewhere in Bosnia or former Yugoslavia or Czechoslovakia.
It was the beginning of, I think, the ethnic cleansing that was going on there.
Yeah, and he had a couple of hot leads he was trying to follow up there. They basically just decided, okay, we've had enough problems arguing with this guy about this. We'll just fire him and throw out our own cover story about him being a coward, and we'll hang him out to dry.
Wow, that's great.
That way we can get out of our contract with him, make him look like the bad guy, and we'll just completely
we'll teach him that basically the journalists do not run the show. We do.
Yeah, yeah.
This was the message they were trying to send.
Hmm.
Now, fortunately, the final upshot of the story is this did not work. He took them to court. He took them to court, sued them, and the only concession he gave to them out of the whole deal was he would not actually disclose how much money they had to pay him off to settle the thing.
For the liable.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to do a public apology on television, which they did in a very tiny little slot in an 11 o'clock news bit.
Oh, boy.
But he got to write a book about it, detailing everything else
the amount of money.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
although,
not a big deal, I guess.
However,
although the last amount that they bartered about was somewhere in the range of $25 million, so you can figure it from there.
Wow. Yeah.
It was more than enough that he was able to buy all the equipment he needed
and hire every person he worked with that he thought was worthwhile in the industry.
Oh, really?
And set up his own documentary making and news gathering operation in London.
Oh, wow.
Which now works for a lot of their stuff is basically being presented on Frontline,
yeah.
Which is kind of the news magazine story on PBS.
Wow.
So it has a semi-happy ending, other than the fact that,
Sounds like a movie. Sounds like a good movie.
What's
smoking
the name
one.
Arthur Kent, what's the name of the book?
God, I can't even remember the name of the book now.
We're so fucking tired.
Yeah.
And I just saw it the other day on my bookshelf. That's why I kind of remembered to bring
Risk
it up.
Risk and Redemption.
Yeah, Risk and Redemption by Arthur Kent.
It's probably fairly hard to find, since it was not a bestseller by any means, though I couldn't put it down.
I had a little trouble getting started, but once I did, I tore through it, and it was friggin' amazing.
It's living history.
Yeah, it's history of the end of the 20th century.
And written by one of the guys in the journalism trade who's one of the good guys. One of the guys you didn't think really existed anymore.
Yeah, it actually gives you, like, hope that not everybody's full of bullshit, that there's still people out there that care.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I've got something about newscasters that Jell-O did. It's quite a funny piece. Here it is. Well, I'm going to turn up sound so we can hear it right away here.
Watch almost any TV newscaster with the sound off. Try not to laugh. Look at their eyes. Look at them twitch. See them struggle not to move their head more than a quarter of an inch in any direction. Watch how they work to keep a straight face as they soothingly regurgitate whatever words are plopped on the teleprompter in front of them. Whatever words, whatever they may mean. Watch their brow nod forward every once in a while to convince you that what they are saying is important. Notice the exact same head moves by the person in the following toothpaste commercial. Will you ever take these people seriously again? Will you ever believe a word they say again? Depends on the drug, I guess.
Wake up!
And how can you argue with that?
That's right.
I guess it would all depend on how much independent confirmation of whatever bullshit they were spewing forth you could find, say, on the internet.
That's right. Get a couple more sources.
Although it should be mentioned that just because it's on the internet, critical thinking should not be suspended because people there can be wrong.
Or
and they can spread
or lying.
Yeah, exactly. Misinformation is fully capable.
Very independent sources.
And try and confirm them from several different sources.
Oh, that's right.
You may find the stories vary widely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and details and
events and people. Like
sometimes, once in a blue moon, the official story might even be accurate.
Might even match what you've heard elsewhere.
Maybe. I mean, the original story could be bad, too.
Where should we go from here? I think it's time for you to find another piece of news for us to
hack at
for an hour.
Damn, that's a pang, somebody says. Yes, that is a pang made from a real shovel.
I did in
the studios here.
I started out this last week with really great plans. I was going to spend every night after work, like, you know, after around 11 or so, sitting there, you know, kind of skimming through the net, you know, trying to find interesting things to talk about on this marathon thing.
Yeah.
I was going to try and come up with about a list of about 50 different things. So we'd have basically about at least two things that I could toss in every hour. And,
of course,
that went down the crapper because, well, I couldn't sleep for any of the last 3 or 4 days because I couldn't breathe.
That's a problem.
Breathing and sleeping go together, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, it kind of keeps you up if you can't breathe.
Have you about time? When was the last time you took some, your drugs, man?
A few hours ago.
My drugs.
You only take them
when you need them?
It's actually better down here in Langley. I was working up in Chilliwack.
Yeah.
And
the pollen
like
count
I said, it was
visible in the air.
Like I said,
it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that's a high pollen count.
It was the fire breathing comment.
Yeah. Here's one: trials to start for cocaine vaccine.
Oh yeah, this actually sounds this basically I have fucking hope for.
Yeah. Scientists are about to embark on the trials for the first vaccine against cocaine addiction. Once inoculated, patients will be unable to feel any of the effects of cocaine, no matter how much they take, because the drug will be neutralized by the immune system. We've done work on animals, and we're moving into the clinic later this year. We plan to work with patients, possibly at a hospital in France, by the autumn of this year.
Well, that's got some uses to it, but it's not nearly as useful as, say, something for, say, heroin or something like that, because cocaine isn't actually as physically addictive as most of the other hard drugs.
Yeah.
I agree, the
addiction is mostly psychological.
However, basically the same drug that works on that should be able to work on crack, because crack is a form of cocaine. It is basically, it is a left-hand molecule of the same thing we're talking about.
But I never actually answered this before, but, I mean, one of Sean's earlier rants was, you know, how do you get addicted to crack? I mean, well, simple.
The nasty thing about it was, you know, you take it once, you're pretty much addicted.
And that's it. It's over. Yeah.
You're stupid enough to allow somebody to, you know, smoke
you. Hand it to you.
Hand you a crack vial to smoke up or yeah. However the fuck you take it. I'm not a drug expert.
Oh, I think less of you because of that.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to admit it, but I haven't tried everything. But, I mean, you're pretty much stupid enough to take it once, and bam, yeah. you're gone.
Yeah, well, it's that step that he was talking about, I think. Nobody put it in your... Nobody forced you to take it. Well, maybe not, but usually nobody forces you.
There have been people that... I've heard stories, like there was one mother sold her 8-year-old boy for a vial.
Yeah.
So the kid was being used by the dealer to sell.
Oh, yeah. Occasionally they would
give the kid something to eat, but most of the time they basically made the kid smoke crack so that he would probably be cheaper too. Yeah, so he wouldn't feel hungry.
Yeah. Wow. Very, very bad.
How's that for a story, boys and girls? How's that for a bedtime story?
Yep. Here, have some crack. You won't feel hungry anymore.
God, you know, and people wonder, you know, you guys tell me I should calm down because, you know, if somebody ever goes off...
Well, you shouldn't calm down.
If somebody ever goes off and actually does the shit I say and kills somebody, we could get in trouble.
Yes.
You know, if basically somebody kills...
We wouldn't say it was bad that this person died. We just don't want to be blamed.
I can understand that.
No, a drug pusher died.
Yeah, I can understand that. But you see, the thing is, if somebody basically went out and, like, you know, shot somebody at his school because it was a bully, I'd feel bad.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad.
I mean,
somebody...
There's other ways that can be handled.
And I'm serious about this. Somebody went out and basically put a fucking bullet in, you know, a dickhead like that.
There's no tears lost for him, right?
And basically lock me up. I would smile as I got my day in court. And they basically, Mr. Kilroy, what did you think when you said this? I said, honestly, I hope somebody would go out and kill somebody who did this. And it would be, do you realize you're responsible for the death of another human being? And I'd be, I'll agree with you on the death human being. Nope, you ain't
gonna not a human being.
You're not going to be able to convince me. Sorry, you ain't got enough power.
It was some bad entity.
And jail doesn't frighten me that much.
Some bad entity. I don't know what he was, but he was doing bad things. And now he's gone.
And that's not a joke, boys and girls. That's how your old Uncle Dak feels. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. There are days when I think, why am I
You've
not...
You've seen a lot more than us, though.
Yeah.
Maybe if we saw that, we'd be angry like you too, right?
I'm thinking to myself, why aren't I basically... Seriously, there's like people I see that are complete scum fucks that I basically think to myself, why am I not basically putting a fucking knife into this guy's spine?
What is the point of them...
being alive. Why are they breathing?
The whole point of them is bothering other people and making other people's lives hell. Yeah,
why am I not... Why are they breathing the same air that I have? You know, it's like... I'm sorry, you know. I would honestly... There's certain human beings. I honestly feel more remorse about a cat lying on the side of the road than one of these people dead. And I'm not making that up.
Yeah. Well, they had a thing in Red Dwarf. I don't know if you saw this one. Justify your existence, right?
Yes.
They should take all these people into court and say... why are you on Earth? What do you bring to society that makes things better? And they go, I don't know, I sell crack.
Human
and
beings.
You're like, gone. You're wiped from existence.
Human beings, not worth the flesh they're printed on.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I just spilt water on top of the...
Maybe that'll help the Dr. Pepper stain.
Sorry,
yeah, well, it's better than the Dr. Pepper stain. How about that?
Okay.
Is that the Dr. Pepper rag that you wipe?
I have a clean spot.
Okay. Well, that's okay, then. I mean, if it's spilt recently, it comes up pretty good.
Yep.
I mean, the stains on here...
I am a fucking klutz. Anyway, I know I am terrible, man.
Well, I tried to pick up most of the stuff off the floor.
Well, the other thing is I have feet here that are like these giant fucking brogans, you know, which...
clearing feet.
I go into the water, I'm able to swim so well. It's like, you know, fucking manatees don't have flippers this big, okay?
And they swim pretty good. Oh, we have a countdown here. Mr. Echo put up 14 hours to go.
14 hours? Oh, hey,
oh,
20,
almost halfway.
24 hours, man. 24 hours I've been awake, and I'm still going. I might mad me.
24 hours awake?
Yep.
No. 8, yeah, okay. 8 o'clock, yeah.
8 to 8, man, that's 24.
14 hours. No, we don't have 14 hours. It's 13 hours, yeah. Crack smoker, I think.
Sim tries to do the math at this time of the morning.
It's not working.
Use no, a calculator, man.
8, 4, 12, no, it's 15 hours.
15 hours.
Crap.
15 hours?
Maybe I didn't want to work that out.
How long have we been at this? 11 hours now?
Well, from...
9 to 8 is 11 hours.
9 to 8. Okay, 3 plus 8, yeah. There you go. 11 hours. It's flew by.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't seemed like 11 hours, but it seemed like quite a long time.
Yeah, it has seemed like we've been at this for a while, but not quite 11.
I think that's more of that short-term memory thing.
Yeah, it's getting like shorter all the time.
Here. Do you know?
Let's pretend we just got here.
Or
then we'd start talking about the same stuff we just talked about, though.
Do you know, realize that we are killing brain cells as we speak by just staying awake this long?
Well, not for this length of time.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
No, it's you have
really?
billions of
okay.
fucking brain cells.
We're killing three.
And fatigue
look
poisons.
At it this way. You're killing less brain cells with this method than you would be with, say,
a sneeze.
Mm-hmm, a sneeze.
Or a sneeze.
Yep.
Now, what did you say first?
He said beer.
Mm-hmm. I don't drink
I'm surprised stuff. I didn't think of that, but I thought if I thought of beer right now, I'd want one, so I don't want to think about beer.
You guys are losing a million brain cells a minute. That's what Brian from Geeknik says.
I don't really think that.
That's
that
a high. That's a quite a high.
That's
count.
A little high because brain cells don't replace, boys and girls.
And we haven't been up that long,
after your brain basically stops growing, some cells will basically repair, but they do not really replace.
No.
Actually, though, if we were to take IQ tests right now, we'd be measurably lower than our optimum.
Well, yeah. That's because we're just a little bit lack on sleep.
Interestingly enough, this is also how our parliament and our members' MLAs make laws. Usually after they've been
long?
Up all night
and then everything
arguing
starts to
over
make sense, these
and,
laws.
Yeah, and then they vote on them.
Oh,
when
God,
their
right
IQs are down in, you know, below the 100 mark.
Yep.
Yep. If they're not too bright in the first place, we could be talking, you know, people voting laws into place while they're at the moron level.
I give you Bill C-68 in Canada.
The one pornography law?
No. Bill
allows
Bill,
people to have a...
No. Bill C-68 allows the police... to enter your home, sans a warrant. No warrant is required.
What they'll be doing in there.
If they suspect you might have illegal firearms in your home.
Mm, that's great.
By the way, the only thing that's required for suspicion is an anonymous tip. I'm not making this up.
Because,
well, then that
remember,
means like
an accusation is proof
and
they really believe it.
And by the way, another previous bill that occurred basically in Canada that's now a law allows police to hold and use any evidence that was not covered under a warrant. In other words, say, for instance, they had a warrant to search your home for drugs.
Okay.
And in that warrant, they found firearms.
Right.
Now, in the United States... because it would be called a fishing trip. This is the exact legal term. If they were to, say, charge you with a firearms possession after they had a specific warrant that listed drugs as basically the suspicion.
That's what they're looking for. Okay.
They are not able to charge you with suspicion for basically with possession of illegal firearms.
Okay.
In Canada, however,
that makes sense, right?
Due to a bill,
we're just going to search the rest of your house and write down everything you've done illegal.
In Canada, if they were to say somebody basically didn't like you, or say the cops wanted to check you out, all one of them has to do is go to a payphone.
Yep.
Dial the payphone up. Say hi. I know Brian Smith.
Yep.
Smith's a bad man. He's got some guns in there that aren't.
This would include stretching a point.
His
stretching a point, this would include one of the actual involved investigating officers going down the street to a payphone.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, this has happened. Police admit that they occasionally use these tactics, so this is illegal. They realize this is illegal. But cops have admitted to doing this.
It's legal. They can do this.
They can do this.
So why wouldn't they do it, right?
And then basically the cops can then walk in, kick in your door, walk in, search your entire house, and charge you with every single illegal thing they find in the house. Oh, you
start
had drugs.
Up a list.
You had drugs. Oh, you've got guns. You've got, look, child pornography pictures, which, you know, I don't mind that they charge you, but, you know.
Pirated software.
Pirated software.
Copies of movies.
Yeah, exactly. Copies of movies.
Anything.
Milk that's past due.
That's
exactly.
Right. Milk that's past due.
You tore the label off your mattress. You know, it's like, I mean.
Well, you're going to resell this. I know you are, so that's not allowed.
So we're talking about, you know, you're going to do fucking time for all of this. As much as they want to basically charge you with. Or until you basically agree to whatever the fuck they want.
That's right. See, we've got this list here. And we want you to agree to this, which is lesser charge.
Charge, provided you give us information about this person.
That's right. Yep.
And, boys and girls, we don't live in a police state.
Sure, we don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the people at the top of the criminal food chain never get caught because they paid off the right people anyway.
That's right.
This news, as much as I despise the province, somehow through some miracle of, I don't know, it was a cosmic alignment.
Backdoor reportage or something like that.
No, a cosmic alignment of the planets, some sort of voodoo sacrifice of a puppy. Something occurred in which the province actually got a scoop that was amazing.
Yeah.
The guy who usually gives the Jillian guest stories past.
He must have been away that day.
Yeah, he was.
Out for lunch with a client that day or something.
Yeah,
with Jillian guest.
So basically one of the junior reporters was actually allowed to basically print something because they thought it was a slow day. and what happened was about a year or so ago, the port police here in Canada were pulled.
Right.
They were removed.
We don't need them anymore.
We don't need them anymore, despite the fact that we have smuggling, drug smuggling, gun smuggling, immigrant smuggling, basically everything coming through our fucking ports.
We're considered to be one of the major corridors of illegal substances into North America.
Those toilets.
Yeah, those toilets down into the States. Power toilets into the States. Everything that you can fucking imagine. Tribbles and Uncle Heshy, just going across the border. We pulled our port police, so we have nobody really watching the ports. We have, a couple of guys, the local authorities, which are not really interconnected.
They probably can't do anything powerful. They just go, hey, I'm going to phone the cops on you, and you better still be here when they get here.
No, the police basically are supposed to handle it, but they're not allowed to actually, they don't have certain powers to basically do it. They have to go through things which allows them to, move the stuff out of the area.
Port police sound like border crossing guards.
They're
pretty powerful.
They kind of are. They're basically fucking seriously powerful, but they removed the port police.
They're maybe a step below customs agents or something like that.
They are a form of customs agents.
Customs agents can do anything they want.
They removed these people from Canada. We no longer have a port
police. Step aside from the line, sir. We're going to do a full body cavity search on you.
So, anyhow, like I'm saying, they removed these guys, and now it was discovered that, needless to say, by the way, smuggling has gone up in Canada in the last year since this has happened.
Really?
And
it was
recently discovered, no fucking lie,
no correlation,
that the police were removed just as they were about to make a major fucking bust involving organized crime and the smuggling rings.
And they got the scoop on this in the paper.
Yes. And here's the better part. They made the connections locally to the Hells Angels, which is the major organized crime. I mean, it sounds silly, but trust me, they are seriously fucking organized up here.
Yeah.
They're not just a biker gang. They are major fucking crime up here.
They just happen to ride bikes.
Yeah. They basically made the connection to the Angels being involved in the ports. They then made a connection to certain family members of the Liberals who pulled the fucking plug. on the Port Police, having connections to the Angels.
Well, it does seem kind of strange to pull the police. We don't need
right
them anymore.
As they were about to, and here's the best part, all the information was not transferred to the new police departments that were doing it. It was taken by the government and then destroyed.
It's always good when they do that.
If you can't say the word corruption right at this moment,
yep.
You're an idiot. I'm sorry. I have to be honest with you. And people wonder why I get angry.
And the sad, and the truly sad thing about it, the thing that makes you, you know, want to like either cry or grab a weapon, is we don't have a viable alternative to the current government. What's our alternative? Preston Manning and his pals? I don't think so. and he may not be long for the leadership of his party.
Yeah, the
because the right wing wacko who's after his position, it looks like he's going to win the leadership race for his Canadian Alliance Party.
This is the guy who, as much as I
prefer its original title because it makes for a neat acronym, it was the Canadian Reform Alliance Party. Put those letters together. What do you get?
Wow.
Crap.
Yep.
They actually did not realize.
That.
They had come up with, they were calling themselves the Canadian Reform Alliance Party, and they did not realize that the acronym for it is crap. These are the fucking pinheads that are going to be running us in the next few years.
Possibly.
Small oversight.
So anyhow, the best part is the leadership battle that's going on between Preston Manning, you know, Der Führer, and and the other guy.
Stockwell Day.
Stockwell Day. Now, Day has been courting the religious right.
Because he comes from the Southern Alberta Bible Belt.
Right.
It's kind of roughly Canadian equivalent to the Southern American Bible Belt, except, you know, up here in Canada, we're roughly flip-flop from the States. In the States, roughly 60% of the people down there would say they're deeply religious.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, about the same number would say they're not deeply religious. So there's that undercurrent of the 30 to 40% that have some deep abiding religious conviction, but for the most part, the majority of people in Canada don't want to start holy wars and start bombing abortion clinics and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they get in, the first thing they have basically promised to do, and I am not making this up, one of the things they're talking about is banning abortions in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other thing? What was the thing about gays? I know they weren't going to outlaw it. They wanted to, but they found they couldn't do that. What was it about gays?
Take the rights away of.
No, they were going to guarantee that there was no such thing as same-sex marriage in Canada.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, doing away with some of the progress that have made on those fronts in the last few years.
You know, it's like, basically people are people. Okay, you know, it's
I don't
like
understand. It's such non-important issues. There's people in the street starving.
Yeah.
Don't go after people who want to get married. Who cares?
Yeah, some people.
Such a small, minor issue.
Yeah, they basically
people
want
killing
to,
people
they want to
and
say,
people starving.
Yeah, they want to say that this person, whatever it is, you know, is their chosen life mate.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Okay? I mean,
they just want to have the same insurance rights that that other more married people have or whatever tax benefits or whatever, you know.
Who cares?
And they're saying that, oh, no, we can't because, you know, they could abuse us. People abuse marriage.
Yeah, they do it with marriage.
But
I'm
dumb. What else do you want, moron? Oh, God, you know, please, somebody tell me, explain to me out there, you're listening to us. You've been listening to us for at least the last 11 hours.
Yeah.
Please explain to me why I shouldn't pick up a shovel. Please. Maybe somebody's a little bit more awake than me and
Tax
a little bit smarter.
The shovel.
I am. I just would like to know why I should not pick up a shovel. What's your answer?
Just go out in the street.
Nobody's answering my question.
Oh, they're all pretty slow too, right?
Yeah, I know. And also, it's that 20-second delay there.
And plus the typing delay.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anything anymore.
Yeah,
I really
plus focusing on the keyboard and trying to pick out the letters.
They're all.
What are they saying?
They're all blurry.
I said, don't hurt the bunnies. Go for it.
Don't hurt the bunnies. Go for it. Okay. The scary part is that almost made sense to me.
Chocolate.
Don't hurt the bunnies. Chocolate walls.
Chocolate
running.
Yes. Any other answers?
No. Don't hurt the bunnies.
That's
the final word. Well, we've got somebody phoning in. Maybe they'll reveal what's going on. Hi, you're on What the Hell 26 Hour Marathon. Who's this?
Smokehouse.
How you doing?
I've been up for 25 and a half hours.
25 and a half hours.
Yeah, you're doing better than me, boy.
Wow. So you got rip-roaring drunk last night and...
No, not really too bad, because...
Well, you puked.
I puked because I was tired. I guess that was I'm tired.
Oh, okay. Wow, that must suck.
I'm so tired.
I think I'd go to bed real quick if I had that kind of affliction.
Well, yeah, I'm a very tough guy.
No kidding.
I'm hard. I puked and still listening.
I'm like Dak. When I see beer, I have to chase it down.
Yeah, exactly. So,
a little bit of weakness between you guys there, right?
Yeah.
So, how are you doing?
Pretty tired right now. Other than that, though, I'm not doing too bad.
Yeah, I'm not that tired, actually.
Me neither.
I'm okay now.
Yeah.
It's like we passed over the tired part, and we're into the overtired, kind of slow-thinking part.
That's because our brains have died.
All of our brains have died. But we're not tired.
I think I want to make my third win.
Is that $3?
At least my third win.
You're on your third win?
Yeah.
I'm still on my second. I'm still running good on my second.
Yep.
I'm not even over by the computer now. I'm laying in bed just trying not to die.
Well, we can hear us in the background there, so.
You know I hate you for this, right?
For making you stay up and listen to us, our stupidity, huh?
So what do you think of the show so far? How's it been?
Oh, it's not too bad, you know, considering how long it's been going on.
Well, we try. We try and keep some kind of intelligent or interesting conversation. It may not be intelligent right now, but somewhat comedic in our docile state.
The really scary part is people don't realize that this is pretty much how we talk to each other. This is, I'm not making this up, this is basically...
just a formalized version of what we normally do when we hang out.
Yeah, it's condensed, the spaces are taken out, you know, it's all edited.
I think it's pretty funny, though, because I like to tease Sean, the hardest guy you guys have was, like, the first one to drop out.
I was very surprised.
Coma Boy kind of was the first one to go.
Well, Coma Boy wasn't a full committal.
No, it wasn't a full committal, and he had a bad night.
Yeah, he had a bad night. A kid died in his arms. And
yeah, that would kind of screw up your day.
Yeah, so he's sleeping it off.
I just want to ask Dak one question.
Okay.
Sure, I was going to throw that out. If anyone has questions, they can phone in some weird question for us.
He was talking about, it must have been maybe 3 or 4 hours ago, who knows, some girl he met on crutches, and he asked her if she wanted help, and she looked at him weird.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because I'm not one that will refuse help.
No, she did accept it. I mean, she did accept. I did walk her about 3/4 of the way. She didn't want me to really see where she lived.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I tried to basically set it up so she could get there a little bit better because her bag had partially broken. So I kind of put it on her crutch so she could, like, limp along with it.
But you're on crutches or something like that, right?
I have a walker.
You have a walker. But yeah. Do people come up to you and ask if they could help you out?
Sometimes they do, and I don't mind that.
Yeah.
What I do mind is if people don't want to help and they don't ask.
Oh, well, that would be worse.
Yeah. No, this type of crutches we're talking about, this woman had a broken foot.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah, she had a broken foot, and she was trying to carry an entire case of beer.
Anybody that's on crutches and carrying beer, I'm all for that.
Yeah, exactly.
they're trying real hard. They deserve all the help they can get. Yeah. So does it happen to you a lot that people would come up to you and ask if they can help you out?
It happens quite a bit.
Yeah, it doesn't get annoying or tedious.
Well,
like,
you know, it really depends on who the person is too.
Right.
If it's a cute girl,
you're all for it. It's like, goddamn, this is a pretty good gig you got going.
I will suck that sympathy till I bleed.
You know,
fall on the ground, you grab her in some good places to help yourself up there, and
right.
Oh, it's all good.
Find it where you can get it.
You do whatever you can.
Yep.
That's right.
It's funny, too, because I get free
factor.
Walkers. They give me a lifetime warranty.
You get free walkers for life.
Yeah, and
they didn't think about that because they really don't build them for young people.
Oh, yeah. So you're trashing them pretty good, then.
I've been through about 7 of them now.
Holy crap.
And they're about $150 a piece.
Oh, my God.
Milk them all you can.
So they're like, oh, God, we got to send Smokehouse another fucking walker.
Right.
Oh, my God. So you're putting through the tests there, right?
Yeah.
And you're the official tester for these walkers.
Right. It's like I said, though, I'm not afraid to accept help because, I don't mean you were talking about Burning Man. What was the first thing I said?
You're like, are you going to help me out?
I was like, don't let me die.
Don't let me die in the desert. Please.
Well, oh, yeah. I'm going to try and make it, though.
Oh, yeah, that would be awesome.
Next year, probably.
That would be oh, yeah, next year. That's what we're doing.
You possibly could have up to two, like, level three. Like, we're talking two paramedics along with the ride. Up to two paramedics along with you.
That would be cool.
Yeah, so there would be lots of help. I mean, if you're going to make the effort to come out, we're going to definitely help you all we can.
Hopefully I'll be employed and can afford it by then.
Well, yeah, there is a ticket. You have to buy all the equipment. It is kind of cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
But they sort of set it up so it is. So you're going to be serious if you go. They don't want just people fly by night coming by and going, I didn't bring anything.
Smokehouse, you're worrying about yourself. Just let me point out something to you. I basically get a sunburn on a cloudy day, okay? I go to the desert, I will die. You ever seen what happens when basically you pour salt on a slug? That would be me.
That's what I'm wondering, because I'm very fair-skinned myself.
Me too.
I'm transparent, okay? It's like, it doesn't show up well on the TV cameras, but, I mean, ask anyone here. Basically, I'm whiter than white, you know? It's like...
I'm blonde hair, blue-eyed, and translucent.
Yeah, it's basically...
Oh, yeah,
if if I was any less white, or I should say, if I was any more white, I'd be clear. I mean, I'm sorry.
I have trouble being in the sun more than 10 minutes.
Wow, yeah.
I find bright lights on the TV screen, okay?
My mom does have a tanning bed, so maybe I'll, like, lay in that for a while.
Well, that might be good to prep.
Yeah. Many or even most of the people we know are basically from where white meant bread.
white, and white.
Yeah, well, it's Canada, you know.
That's right. We match the snow. We're
exactly.
Well disguised.
Yeah, it's natural camouflage.
I actually thought about coming up there for this, so I found out what it cost.
Oh, yeah. How much would it cost for a plane ticket?
$1,500.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Holy fuck. Wow.
Which made no sense to me because I can fly to California for like $200.
Yeah, that really doesn't make
sense. How much would it cost you to go to Seattle?
That I didn't look.
Because that's a 3-hour drive from Seattle.
You can go to Seattle and then take a bus across the border for $25.
I had to be real honest. I'm like, I probably couldn't afford it anyway.
Yeah.
Looked at it for fun. That's like $1,500.
Yeah, it's still probably about $400 or $500. That's still too much.
Yeah, I thought too. Considering you're in California, which is the same distance, like $200.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly.
Not worth it to come see a couple geeks.
Yep.
all my friends are geeks, so it's okay.
You fit right in then, eh?
I said it before, I'll say it again. We ain't Disneyland.
Yeah. Though I have been told I'm a ride.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say or add or questions?
No, I think that's pretty much it, man. I'm about to die, so.
Okay, you pass out there. Keep the radio
on. Don't worry, we'll be going.
When you hear the pang, maybe wake up, you know.
She yelled at me. I'm leaving the stream running, so if you need me, just scream really loud.
Okay. Okay, Smokehouse, thanks for phoning in.
All right, man.
And you say?
What the hell?
All right.
Smokehouse, another one of our longtime listeners and contributors. He's got quite a bit of stuff for us.
Holy crap, yep.
Kid has done some good shit.
Along with most of our listeners.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Some of the people that show up on the show, you got to wonder, what are you doing with your lives? Why are you here?
But they contribute in whatever talented
why
way
you
they
use
are.
Your powers for
we're good.
Instead of the evil that Rant Radio is and cult. Hey, KGHI, good name. Welcome. Pick up in here.
Oh, small lapse there. I think we're like going, second wind coming down. We got to come up with something. Come on.
Let me look in my bag of tricks here. Okay, I got some things here. From Kid Self, he sent some things to ponder.
Hang on one second, okay? Come up with some weird, wacky shit. I got to go piss again.
Okay, we're going to play around then. And then you can come back because I'm not going to waste some stuff. We need lots of input as much as possible so we can keep things going.
So I'm going to play something here. Let's see what I got. I am a dumbass American. How about that? No, that's fucking stupid. We're going to play another Sean Kennedy rant. What are we down to here? Play Sean Goes Mental. We're going to play Skinny Chicks and Speeding. Those are the next ones up. And I'll just cue them up there. And there we are. Here's Sean K with Skinny Chicks and Speeding.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. Remember when you were a kid and you used to look at all the cool Playboy magazines, you know, and they'd have these women in there with these awesome bodies, and they'd be all sexy and full form and all this kind of shit, and you look at chicks like Betty Page and Marilyn Monroe, you know, they had some good form figure going on, and now you turn to Hollywood sex symbols, and what do you have? You have stick people! I fucking hate these skinny women! They got on the fucking television, man! Like, holy cow! They're 911 girls! Why? You take them to bed, you get a little more than a little bit excited, shit, you breathe heavy on these women, and it's like, call 911! They're fucking broken. You can't do anything with them. I mean, gee whiz, man, come on. Look at some of these chicks out there. The camera adds 10 pounds. Yes, what do they weigh? 11 pounds? Give me a break. They weigh nothing. They have no muscle on their system. They're gross. If I can see your collarbone, okay, I'm sorry, all right? You have to draw the line. I don't want to see your backbone from the front of you. They have no tits. They have no form. They have no body. I want a woman you can do a couple of rounds with. I mean, if they want to be muscular, that's fine. You want to go crazy with some Grace Jones kind of chick, hey, that's right on. But give me a break with these skinny fucking broads. Women, if you're listening, yeah, like you're listening, but if you are, come on, give me a break. Nobody wants a skinny, skinny broad like that. That's not gonna fucking happen. We don't think it's sexy. It's fucking gross. For Christ's sakes, eat something. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. So it's a Sunday morning and it's raining outside and I go for a drive with my wife. It's early in the morning. We're going down. This is a small hill by a playground. I'm doing 40 kilometers an hour down the hill in the rain on a Sunday morning, and out jumps this guy in blue with a big badge on his chest, and he points me over to a parking lot. And I pull into this parking lot where there are, no shit, about 14 other cars and a whole squad of these little boys in blue writing out their fucking traffic ticket. He smiles, hands it to me, and it's $240. $240 I had to pay to I was recklessly endangering the lives of children who were still fucking asleep on a Sunday morning. I'm doing 40 fucking kilometers an hour. I could have hit a kid who was fucking stillborn at 40 kilometers an hour and he would have come back to life. Give me a break. You're not going to do anything at 40 fucking kilometers an hour.
No, no. Fucking big boy there.
Got to pull me over and give me a $240 ticket. I'm sitting in the car. I'm like, what? Is this what you went to school for? You sat there and fucking looked at all the cops on the road and said, yeah, when I get out of fucking school, I'm going to go to law school. And I'm going to take criminology and shit so I can fuck up other people's days, eh? Isn't this a great money-making system we got going for our fucking cities, these assholes? Now, I have no problem if you're some dipshit screaming down the highway and you're putting other people's lives in fucking danger. That's fine. Okay, pull him over, give him a ticket, fucking tell him to shut the fuck up. He does a bunch of time, take his license away. But don't use the goddamn thing as some kind of fucking money mill. What is that about? Oh, well, you know, it's to me, the cop, too. You think he wants to be writing me that fucking ticket? No. He'd rather be out smacking down some pimp somewhere. That's what he'd rather be doing, but no, 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 no. He's gotta make fucking quota. Nothing. Yes, he does. He's gotta go and take my fucking money, because on a Sunday morning they got their little fucking speed traps and fucking radars. I think we should all get fucking Hurt guns, surf around, fucking nuke their voter radar, fucking hammer. Oh, your fucking little gun's broken. And that suck is fuck you. I swear to God, the next time I get pulled over by a fucking cop, I'm gonna be like, when did you last get the registered course to operate that device and change the court date? I'm not paying a fucking speeding ticket again, man. That's fucking bullshit. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Anyways, I'm uploading, I should say.
Oh, there you go. Now you're on the air.
Okay. I'm uploading a shitload of MP3s, and since my KMO must slow speed is fucking starting hell.
That's okay. It'll get there eventually.
It's down. Like, I got a bunch of kind of like, I should say, techno going on.
Yeah?
Excellent.
We mostly play industrial, but harder techno will slip in once in a while in the station.
Industrial / techno, it's pretty good shit.
Excellent. Always want harder edge stuff. So you're going off about politics and just office politics and every kind of politics.
I am most of the fucking world runs off of it now.
That's right. You can't just get things done. You got to go through the right channels to the right people and
kiss enough ass.
Kiss enough ass, and you can't just go out and go, okay, I'm going to do this. All sorts of red tape. That's why
I have been fired 3 times because I refused to kiss ass.
Fired 3 times, yeah.
I'm not making that up. I've been let go from three different jobs because I refused to kiss ass.
Yeah, that's why I like running my own radio station. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. There's no red tape. I have no sponsors. I don't have to clear anything.
Fuck yeah.
So it's kind of nice that way.
That's why I love the internet.
That's right. You can just do what you want. You want to put up a web page? There it is. That's my views.
That's why I have a web page. That's why I have an FTP up.
That's right. That's correct.
To hook you up with.
So do you have any questions for the crew here that we could answer? Strange questions.
Question. Fuck if I know.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I'm pretty much like fucking showing you guys my face now since I've been up on the webcam. Shit.
Well, that's not going to kill 3 minutes of our time. We need a question.
Fuck.
Yep. Yep.
A question.
Oh, your mic's not on.
We've awaited a question.
What's wrong with your mic, man? It's not on. Do you have a switch on your mic?
That helps.
Yeah, yours is a semi-professional mic. It still has an on switch. Real professional mics do not have on switches. They just are on all the time.
Very true. How many computers do you guys have up and running for the whole Rant Radio cult and everything else?
I've got three in my house. Two only really contribute while we're broadcasting the What the Hell show. One, while I'm not broadcasting the What the Hell show, that's the broadcast server. And for the cult and Rant Radio page, that's another Linux server. And of course, there's all the mirrors, which are all over the place, but those are other people's computers. So that's pretty much the breakdown.
What is that, about 10 or something?
Of active computers. Well, in total, seven or eight computers, pretty much.
Boss, man, you guys got something, definitely got going on.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of support from people. It's very, very nice that, and everyone's doing it for free, which, because we're doing it for free, why?
Damn right.
It's all good, and we don't use up too much bandwidth. I mean, it goes up there sometimes, but that's okay. It really doesn't use up that much. It's only on Sunday nights, too, anyway.
Yeah.
Jeez, what are people doing Sunday night?
Did you can I ask you a question? I'm sorry, this is completely off the topic we were just talking about, but I just
what topic?
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. Did you like spam people before that we started this?
Talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh yeah. I spammed them yesterday. No, the day before.
Yeah.
About this, and I spammed them today just before the show. And I also sent out hundreds of emails about it.
Fuck, man.
So
yeah, because I was like just thinking, you know, there's going to be some person, you know, who won't tune in, that normally loves us, who won't tune in until like 9 o'clock. Like,
go fuck.
There was one for like 24 hours before this. This fucking sucks.
Well, unless they haven't been on their computer, like we told them last week, so they would have to miss last week. Like, tons of ICQs.
Or they just didn't, like, really pay attention to what, like, was going on, which, like, we've never heard of that happening before.
They get Orphan, Nomad Orphan in.
Nomad Orphan?
Yes. It's down the hall from me.
Is that a real Nomad? Well, I can't even keep up.
Yes, it is.
That's, like, too many people now.
I
actually have to check the roster every time I see some new page.
Is he on right now?
No. Nomad Orphan's not on the IRC. He may be listening, but...
He does have an ICQ number. It is up in the roster.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, if he's not in the roster, then he's not in cult. That's about it.
Yeah.
Sean's pretty good at maintaining that part, that's for sure. He's right the same day he's up if he's accepted.
Yep. I've kind of, like, noticed that because it was about 12 hours.
Yeah.
It was up on the roster, so.
Oh, it's pretty quick. But as far as people missing this marathon, Lieutenant Major Zombie...
picked up on it. He was here for most of it. And if he can figure that out, I think pretty much everybody pretty
good.
So
that's a pretty good litmus test.
Touchstone. The touchstone of basically stupidity is.
Which in a major zombie from which all will be judged.
Oh, my God, man. I don't know how
I don't know why the kid puts up with the treatment we give him, but, I mean, it's like you got to admire the kid's spunk. I mean.
Oh, yeah. He just keeps on going.
He's a fucking energizer bunny of abuse. I mean.
He's like that junkyard dog that we just keep beating on, but he keeps coming back because we keep throwing him scraps every now and then.
That's right.
You know what we need to, Lieutenant Major Zombie, what do we need to do? We need to, like, turn this kid's life around. We need to make him mean. We need to, like, lock him in a basement and feed him nothing for 2 weeks and feed him nothing but, like, water, smack, and gunpowder. And I mean, just, like, and then release him on the world and see what happens.
This guy must got some major ADD or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he's brutal.
You got to wonder what size of the bus this kid rides to school.
Oh, yeah. Well, he just sent me a recent picture, and his wispy little mustache, he's shaved off. So it's a little bit of an improvement, actually. He looks a little bit better. He's not any smarter, but he looks better.
You mean it's not like Samson in his hair?
It's not like the reverse thing. He loses his hair and gains some wisdom.
No, I was thinking that was the source of his smarts.
Oh, my God, he got dumber. That's a scary thought.
And I need to get a picture of myself up on there.
Oh,
that's right.
Just send it to us.
I don't have a picture. I must have a picture
of you
somewhere.
Just email us a picture.
Hey.
I do.
I think I know where I have one.
Sure. Just send it. I'm sure I'm on, I've put you on auto accept file for ICQ. Or you can email me pictures. Pictures are fine to email. I'm sure I have one.
I'll be able to send it to you here within 1 minute.
Sure. Okay. Well, we're going to let you go because it's your dime.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell. Sort of distorted and stuff, but that's okay.
Yep. There we go.
He's been using his money all night to phone us.
Why?
The 1-800 number is just not working for him, so for some reason.
Is it working for anyone else?
Oh, everyone. Everyone else.
But it's not working for this kid.
No, he's in Alaska. Maybe something's weird up there.
I wouldn't put it past it. Okay, Alaska is one of those places
it's
where...
It's a strange area. Like, it probably doesn't work in Hawaii either, you know, the 1-800 number.
You know, Alaska is just one of those places. Like,
I've tried to get somebody to phone, like, from Australia or something, and nobody's... And so far, it's nobody outside of North America has phoned in.
Well, that was a trippy fucking image. I just pictured, like, you know, Sim here sitting, like, basically naked except for, like, that little fucking Aborigine white plate playing a fucking didgeridoo. It's just really fucking... It was surreal.
Titanic?
And then there's Sean over in the corner. That's not an eye. That's an eye.
He's holding up a shovel, you know.
Are you, like, dreaming while you're awake now, Dak?
I hallucinate when I get really tired.
Somebody makes a mistake of saying to Sean.
Oh, there we go.
You
know, here comes Mr.
That's a knife. That's a shovel. Oh, I see you played knifey shovel before.
What's that from?
Simpsons. It's from The Simpsons, but
right.
What do you expect? I'm sleep deprived.
Yeah, all you can pull is from The Simpsons. It's just too easy.
Whoa, that final boot file is just ugly, dude. I just dump it and get something better. Did I say that?
My brain is doing the blue screen of death.
Yeah, that's a picture I've got from you, Mr. Echo. That is the one. I already do have that one, so probably overwrote the other one I had. But that's okay. Did anyone die? Prophet Zerstor asked. Nope. Sean is not with us anymore. He's not dead. He's just not with us anymore. And as soon as Ronan Medic wakes up, maybe we will raise him from wherever he is gone to.
He's in a better place.
He's in a better place now. He may come back from his happy place.
We will have to say
that is, should the Dark One choose to release him.
Well, yeah, that's always pending, right?
But remember, she is not Tina. I love Tina.
No, he's not.
But
Tina.
I heard
Where'd
something.
That come from?
I heard the other day that basically, you see, Kurt claims a lot that he can't get out because of Tina.
And he used to be able to get out every Sunday. Yeah, he was really good about
it.
I know.
This is what he used to claim, right? That it was like Tina, like he couldn't come out because, like, you know, Tina get upset and everything. He has to stay home because Tina, right?
Right.
And then I talked to Tina, and apparently there has been days where she has said, and I mean, I quote, screamed at him at the top of her fucking lungs, get the fuck out of the house.
So what's going on there then?
Kurt's using Tina as a convenient excuse because he wants to be antisocial.
He wants to be on his show. He has a perfectly good venue to come here every Sunday night. He kills jokes, but it's okay.
Yeah.
He's still a good contributor.
Because ever since he got the haircut, he's been better.
I'm not kidding. It was really scary. As his hair got longer, he got funnier. I'm not. It was, seriously, we had this belief that all of the humor that he sucked up was going into the hair.
Ah, okay.
And so that basically we figured
negative vortex of bad jokes.
We figured if we burned, if we like would cut the hair off and burned it, we could release like a humor bomb that would be like, you know,
oh
like
my god, that would be an amazing show that night.
It would have been like the most funniest incident in the history of the universe. You know,
do that one night. He comes, his hair's all gone.
Yeah,
right?
he had it cut off.
We figure if he actually,
and Tina kept the ponytail because he had like 2.5 feet of like hair.
Really?
Yeah, he had a
How long ago was this?
We figure
how long ago was this?
Quite a while. I never knew him then.
No, it was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I guess.
Okay.
It was like within the last 2 years.
Okay. Yeah. Well, before I knew.
But his nickname used to be Long Hair.
Okay, really?
Seriously, everyone used to call him Long Hair.
Wow.
Usually,
how long? Two feet?
He had over 2.5 feet of hair. He had an amazing fucking ponytail for a guy.
Wow.
Saved on his, hairstyling bills for quite a few years.
Yeah, no shit, man.
It just keeps on growing. Yeah. Snip, snip, snip. All straight. Okay.
Yep. And he had the perfect straight hair.
3 months.
It, like, was nowhere, like, near wavy.
I mean, the difference between, you know, his humor level before the hair, with the hair, and then after
I've only known them post
hair. So dramatic that we figured that if he'd gone for like the Telly Savalas Brenner look, he would have instantly transmuted into Robin Williams,
straight to stand up right on stage.
Oh yeah, he'd have been amazing,
making millions, releasing albums. Okay, yeah. Let's go to this. Kid Stell sent in. He does this from time to time. Sends in pondering thoughts. I don't know if he makes these up or not. It really doesn't matter. Everything we do is stolen.
Yeah, exactly.
So
we are the greatest plagiarists now. since Robert Edgar Rice Burroughs and
you can't necessarily entirely call it plagiarism when we actually occasionally attribute the sources. Like most of the time, I will freely admit where I stole stuff from I just can't remember.
Or our listeners will say, "Hey, that's from that movie."
Yeah, exactly.
We're like, "Yeah, you're right. You win a prize, which is nothing."
Whoa, the bitter sim at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. Okay, the first one. Where do forest rangers go to get away from it all?
Okay,
offices.
Yeah. Instead of talking to your plants, if you yelled at them, would they still grow, but only to be troubled and insecure?
Why are you fucking with my head?
Emotionally broken plants.
Yeah, they just sort of grow.
Neurotic.
Broken
plants.
If someone with multiple personalities threatens to kill himself, is it considered a hostage situation?
I've heard that one before.
Yeah, oh, okay, these are stolen then.
I've heard that one before.
I would think it's mass suicide after it's done.
Yeah, okay, but...
Jonestown all over again.
Yeah, man, it was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
There was a body lying everywhere. Any other ones?
No, that's it for him. I'll just run through some more of this stuff. I just make notes once in a while for jotting down stuff people send me. Ants says, can you say hi to me in Asylum here in the UK? Cross that off my list. Hi to you in Asylum.
Hi to me in Asylum here in the UK.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, and I've already said big thanks to Morbus.
And it's good night from me, and it's good night from him. Except I fucked that up.
I got what you were going for.
Yeah, it's good night for me. Is this from the two Ronnies?
Two Ronnies, yeah.
Oh, it's not Wayne and Schuster.
Oh. Fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck ass. It's like, hello, welcome to a cultural wasteland.
Yeah,
welcome to Canada.
Brutal.
It's like, Jesus Christ.
Get them off the air before they give us a worse.
It's like, fuck. What, did Kurt get his own show? I mean, like, who the fuck is the screenwriter?
Funny.
It's like, why is he not bleeding in front of me?
My brain's just dead. We can rehash some crap.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean,
okay, I got some funny things. I'm actually trying to line up an interview with this guy. He runs a place called Black Box, and I think it's some of the funniest telephone practical prank calls. Because he doesn't...
You find the Jerky Boys amusing, don't
no,
you?
No, I hate the Jerky Boys. They just yell at people and make them mad by being stupid. And this person is a little bit different. I don't know why I like this person, but I can stand very little prank phone calls. But this guy just generally confuses them and is very smart about it and is very, very good about it. I don't know. I'm tired. But I'm trying to line up an interview with this person, and I just haven't gone back to them.
Perhaps you've already had one. You just didn't realize it.
Yeah, I might have had one.
This guy's this good, you know.
And here is the first one. It's called the first Gladys call, and it says, hello. It's called Hello, Motherfucker. And, oh, I've lost it. And then the next one is called Are You Crazy? And we'll come back. And I'll turn it up. Oh, Nerdy's turned up. Must have been a little bit loud in here. Doesn't matter. It's in the morning now.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes?
What is going on? I received a call from 7488... Oh, what? I forgot. This number's on my caller ID.
No, ma'am. I didn't call you.
Who are you trying to fool? What's going on?
Hello?
I don't know. I'm calling him back. He hung up on me. Hello? Hello, motherfucker. I don't believe this. Hello? I'm calling again.
Hello?
Hello? Why are you hanging up on me?
Because you're calling the wrong damn number. I don't call you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, did you hear it? He been low. He said something. Damn it. Hello?
Make sure you apologize.
I don't appreciate that language. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, there's no need to speak to me that way.
When you first called, I told you I didn't call. You had the wrong number.
You didn't tell anything.
You playing a game. I did not call you.
Well, why would you curse at me like
because
that?
Because you called my house 3 times and disturbed me, and it's after 9:30 at night.
Exactly why I'm calling you back. I was eating.
I don't appreciate you calling me at 9:30.
Well, I was eating my potato chips. And you called here.
No, I didn't call you. I just walked in the house 30 minutes ago.
If you can don't get violent with me.
I'm going to get more than violent with you.
Holy
I'm going to call a police report on your dumb ass. Don't call
Holy
me that
shit.
Fucking report.
Listen here.
I will do a
Hello?
69 on this. I will call the police.
I
will file a harassment.
I am filing a report on you for attacking my dog. You leave my dog alone. You tell him what I said.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Who this?
Who you want to speak to?
Why are you talking to my grandma like that?
Because I told
you. I don't need you to be talking to her all alone like that. There's no need for that.
Don't call my fucking house no goddamn more.
Listen, I didn't call here. You have an old woman scared.
I did not call at all. All
right, let me talk to you. What happened here?
Yes, I did not call. She asked if this my number. I told her yes. She asked did I call. I told her I did not. She said, what kind of game are you trying to play?
Grandma,
I just walked in this house less than an hour ago.
Hold on a second.
Grandma, I have not called anybody.
Grandma, he says he did not call you. Grandma, you saw this man call you?
That motherfucker is a lying, he's a lying cocksucker. He called me, all night. Grandma.
Sir?
Look, hello. My grandma said
I
you called.
My apologies because I did not realize she was an elder lady. I apologize. It's been a rough day. It's after 9 o'clock. I did not call anyone.
All right. I'm going to whip Grandma and tell her to stop it.
Hello?
I'm going
to
whip Grandma and tell her to stop.
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Yes, hello.
Who's this?
Oh, wonderful.
What?
Exactly. What? How are you?
Not so good.
Oh, I'm not doing too well myself either. But it's the season. It's the cold air from New York.
Yeah.
it flies in and it, oh, my hemorrhoids popped. Oh, they're horrible. How are you doing?
Not so good.
What's wrong with you? Are you popping the anus too? Oh, God.
What?
Yes, I know.
What?
How are you? Wait, don't tell me. Not so good. What? Hold on a second. I've got to beat my dog. He's trying to get in. Hold on. Get away from me, you little bastard! Hello.
Who is this?
It's me.
Me.
How are you doing?
Who is me?
Oh, my God, you're losing your memory. Oh, that's horrible. How long has this been going on?
I want to know who this is.
It's me.
I don't know who.
Margaret. This is.
Who?
Margaret.
Margaret who?
Oh, my God, it's that bad. Hit yourself in the head real quick.
You must have the wrong
guy. Knock yourself in the head or something. You, I'm losing my best friend.
You must have the wrong number.
You don't remember who I am. Is it that bad?
Is I don't know who Margaret is.
Oh, my God, Jesus. I'm going to pray for you. Oh, Lord. How long has it gone that bad?
Are you crazy?
Oh, my God. You? Yes, of course.
Are you crazy?
Okay, no. Is that a better answer?
Do you know who you're calling?
Is this the Lord Jesus?
Hold on a second.